Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anti-American activity on this July 3rd, 2009, Friday edition. I am engaged in something that is extremely Al-Qaeda. I am going to talk about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, all of which is under attack. And according to Homeland Security and the DHS report, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, we are the terrorist. So remember that today, that the people running the federal government are controlled by offshore private banks, that a private corporate takeover is ongoing inside the United States and worldwide right now, and that we're right back in the same position we were in 1774, 1775, and leading into 1776, where the tyrants, the command and controllers, who are saying they have the divine right of kings and are above the law, are telling us we are their slaves. I'm also doing something really radical and something that SWAT teams raid you for. And I'm doing it right now on air. I'm not taking OxyContin. If that was happening, I'd be on 600 radio stations. I am not drinking whiskey. I'm not taking LSD. I'm not counterfeiting money. I am drinking milk from a farm in Georgetown. I am drinking raw milk, not pasteurized milk that has been boiled and cooked so that feces can be in it and blood and pus from the overworked cows. I'm drinking old-fashioned milk like humans have drank for 10-plus thousand years. Tens of thousands of years. And SWAT teams are raiding the farmers and ranchers. They are raiding people selling eggs on the highway and watermelons. And so I'm here engaging in a hardcore crime in the land of the free, the home of the brave. I am drinking milk. So I just want to admit the criminality here on air, ladies and gentlemen. And we may have police SWAT teaming us any minute. They're probably getting an arrest warrant right now. He's admitting, give us the warrant. He's on air admitting he's drinking milk. Hold on. It's actually milk in my coffee right now. Actually over here I have a glass of the milk. I'm going to do this right now, and then later on air I'm going to commit a crime on air and drink it. Hold on. Oh, that's delicious. What is going to happen with the nanny state here in the land of the free, home of the brave? You know, one time I was at Charlie Sheen's parents' house, and his mom gave me some raw milk. So that was another big crime I committed. I just admitted another crime. Oh, I'm in trouble now. I'm just getting myself deeper. But you know what the police say? Criminals love to brag. They love to talk about it. And I just couldn't control myself after all these years drinking raw milk. I just admitted it in multiple states. I crossed state lines to commit crime and drink raw milk. And all on the day before the 4th of July. Can you imagine what the founders would think of me? They'd say, that's Al-Qaeda. String him up. Get a rope. Man, I'm glad we've got a nanny state that's SWAT teaming farmers selling cheese and milk and people selling eggs on the side of the highway and watermelons and squash and even tomatoes. Oh, it's so radical right now. It's so bad. It's so evil. All right, I've got huge stacks of vital news and information we're going to be covering today. I'll tell you about those when we get back. And yes, I'm going directly to your calls. First-time callers go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I love all the different items and news stories and directions callers take us. So your calls are coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the 4th of July is tomorrow, 230 plus years of our constitutional republic, and who can doubt that if you read the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, the fact is the foundations of what this country was founded on, what liberty and freedom is all about, is under attack. The criminal, corrupt, illegitimate government that is in control is openly waging war against our liberties and our freedoms. And so today, we are going to take hundreds of your phone calls. I don't care what a good point you've got, what amazing breaking news you've got, how key the information is, because that's the problem. It's a catch-22. Your calls are important. They are informative. They do bring up important points. It needs to be discussed. But then I'll end up taking 5, 6, 7 calls in an hour if I'm lucky. I have before, you could probably count it on 2 hands, taken hundreds of calls in a show when I control myself and go to your calls. We do have the customary financial update coming up in the next hour with Bob Chapman. I do have huge stacks of important news that I will go over today. But the wild card nature of taking your calls, the different angles, the different directions, the different points that you bring up. We don't screen your calls, so that means we get drunk people calling in sometimes who just want to hear themselves talk. But sometimes we have amazing callers bringing up in very insightful points, folks bringing up local news stories that you would never hear about nationally. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what happens when you don't screen calls. You just ask, what's your first name, where you're calling from? We don't screen calls unless we have a specific guest on, say, about euthanizing old people in hospitals. Then we'd like your calls on that. Or if we're talking about military personnel being given orders to prepare to wage war on the American people under NORTHCOM, then occasionally we say we'd like to hear from military. But that's maybe once a week. Generally, we have wide open phones. We don't screen your calls. You can call in about whatever you'd like. And today is one of those days. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I'm not even going to get into the stack of incredibly important news I've got in front of me. I'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. Let's take 15 calls from between now and the bottom of the hour in T-minus 20 minutes. Rich in Ohio, go ahead. That's exciting. Hello, Alex. Boom, that's hitting me and hitting me hard. Go ahead, Rich.
Alex, this is Rich in Ohio. Hey, I got some great news from the Buckeye State. The Ohio Senate passed a resolution to block cap and trade in the state of Ohio. It passed on Monday by a 20-11 vote. We have one heck of a fight coming up in the House of Representatives, however. And also, the Ohio Sovereignty Movement, HCR 11, and Senate Concurrent Resolution 13. I may have the numbers backwards there. www.ohiofreestate.com. All the up-to-date information is there. We need your signatures. We're having a huge rally on August 1st in Columbus at the State House. Keep up the great work, Alex. We're behind you all the way, buddy.
God bless you, Rich. Now, what I'm going to do is when I take a call and make a good point, I'm going to make myself today. It's all about Alex Jones learning some self-control. In a lot of respects, 10 years ago, I handled the radio show better in that I programmed it. By programming, that just means in the sense of radio, I said, I'm going to talk about this for this 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about that for 10 minutes. Then I'm going to take calls. Then I'm going to let the callers talk. And then I'm going to throw out a quick comment and move on. Here's my quick comment on that. Arizona just passed a law yesterday, and I'm pulling up the story. I believe it's waiting on the governor's signature, saying we're not going to comply with any cap-and-trade laws here in the state level from the feds or from the state. And, yes, I did see that Ohio was about to pass it, so I guess that's already happened. So a lot of victories. We've also got news coming in at the end of the show today, that big defeat for the NAFTA superhighway at meetings yesterday in Texas. So we'll be breaking that down as well. Let's go back to your calls. Daniel in New Jersey. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones. Love the show.
Thank you.
Let me just say something. I am a high school student. I am very much inspired by Robert Wainick and what he's trying to do. I'm trying to do stuff like that, trying to get people to really break from the, not join the info war, you know, trying to get out your DVDs and stuff like that. And what I must say, though, is to everyone, this doublethink that we've got in this country, it's sick. I mean, a couple of years ago, had I heard about the 9/11 truth, and I was like, no, that's rubbish and stuff like that. But my uncle, who is really into this movement, he's, into the conspiracy, the Kennedy assassination especially, he just broke that doublethink by saying, well, how do you explain the guy sitting next to Kennedy had more scrap metal in his wrist than would have been missing from the magic bullet? And that broke the doublethink. It was amazing. But what I would like to ask is, Alex Jones, how do you think we can really effectively just break the doublethink stranglehold that we have on our society? Because, I mean, I've told people, facts about, the burning temperature of jet fuel, burning the temperature that was inside the World Trade Centers, and they look at me for a second like, that makes sense, but it can't be true. How do you think we can break the doublethink?
Listen, let me answer your question. Good call, bad phone. And that's another problem with not screening calls. Normally, a phone that bad wouldn't get on the radio, but we'd rather you hear what they have to say. Okay. Here's the issue. There's a lot of different angles to this, and I could spend 5 hours on it, but I want to take your call, so I'm not going to. People have to get raped and abused and hurt and have empty stomachs first before they stand up to tyranny. Now, a society that's experienced tyranny already, they don't have to have empty bellies to fight it. They know how bad it is to have their children living in tyranny, and so they'll fight for freedom. But when you have a spoiled, rotten generations of generations living here in the United States, it's very hard to get them out of their selfishness of not caring about society, because they don't realize that what happens in society ends up affecting them. They're very sheltered. But you just said it. The Dallas Morning News, in January of this year, had to admit what had already been known for years. But the Army did a test out at Los Alamos and weighed the grams that had been found in the wrist of Governor Conley, and weighed those on the supposed magic bullet, and it the magic bullet doesn't even have any pieces out of it, and it's impossible. The bullet would be half again as big as the largest 30-odd six round. That's just one little point. But any fool knows bullets don't shoot through four or five bones and two people and through seats and then barely have a bend in them. That bullet was probably not even fired from a gun. It was pulled out with pliers out of a cartridge. So how do you get people to break out of their doublethink? You go, look at Madoff, founder of the stock exchange, NASDAQ. Look at all the corruption. Look at how many times you've been lied to. Quit being a schmuck. And I also wouldn't address people in kind of a, oh, I know this sounds kooky, but please listen to me. No, you got to be in charge and say, here are the facts. Here's a DVD. Here's an article. We're getting suckered. Both parties are controlled. You know it in your gut. Be part of history. You're only alive once. Don't sit there on your butt letting all this corruption take over. The only chance we've got is to audit the Fed and arrest the bankers. Let's talk to Lee in Tennessee. Lee, you're on the air.
Hey. I just wanted to call and tell you thanks, Alex. From a Christian, from an intellectual standpoint, from somebody here in the thick of it, here in Memphis, like, I just wanted to tell you thank you, because you are awakening people up. And God will protect you. And in this battle, no matter what the New World Order tries to do, to rearrange our thoughts and to rearrange our lives and to take away our freedom, nature will have a way of taking care of itself. And we all will ascend beyond this physical globe and reach heaven on earth, because that is our destiny. As human citizens of Confederation, millions of light years away, citizens of heaven here on earth, I thank you, because you are doing something. You are spreading a light, and all of us Christians are praying for you and praying for your protection, because you are a mouthpiece for many of us. Thank you, Alex.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate the call, Lee, in Tennessee. God will protect me if that is part of God's plan. And there is a rhyme and reason to the universe. There is something more than meets the eye, and everybody in their gut knows that. And the system tries to lie to you, to tell you that all that matters is bling and baubles and how you look and to be selfish. But everybody in their gut, in their heart, knows the truth. Let's go ahead and take another call. Jordan in California. Jordan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've got two quick points. We Are Change Fresno in Central California was inspired by what the guys did in Arizona at ASU, and we have produced 10,000 copies of the Obama deception that we'll be passing out at a 4th of July Tea Party event tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's the biggest Tea Party or 4th of July event in Central California.
Well, listen, shoot video of that. Email it to Kurt at InfoWars, Aaron at InfoWars, and others will get it posted. I saw We Are Change Fresno out with 20,000 farmers protesting how they've turned your water off when they got plenty of water. But, again, it's federal environmentalists trying to drive you out of there.
Right. Yeah, the Water Coalition people have teamed up with the Tea Party people. So we're... Their estimates, we don't know how many are going to show up tomorrow because there aren't tickets sold, but they're expecting maybe 30,000 people might show up.
So okay, so do you need help handing out DVDs?
No, that's the second thing I was going to say. I've been a listener of yours for several years, and there hasn't been like an active group, but once we just formed it, anyone out there, if you don't have a group
stay
in
there,
account.
Stay there. I'm going to break my rule and let you have one more minute on the other side, because this is important. Yes, stepping up is half the battle. Step up, and it's going to grow.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we have an expert, one of the leading experts in the country, on the history of the Revolutionary War, the Founding Fathers, and the true founding documents of this nation and the spirit of them. Bill Federer will be joining us in the last hour today. And that's good because on XM, they re-air the last 3 hours on Saturday evenings. I'll give you that channel later in the show. So people on July 4th out and about in their cars listening to us on XM and Sirius will be able to hear Bill Federer on the show with us. Bob Chapman coming up in about 36 minutes from now. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. Okay, going back to Jordan in California, talking about how he just formed a We Are Change. You can call it an InfoWars group, a tyranny response team, a Tea Party, We Are Change. It's good to have lots of different diverse groups and names and organizations. People always email me and call me and ask me, and they say, this We Are Change group said this, or this We Are Change group said that, or this 9/11 Truth group said this or that. Alex, you're the founder of 9/11 Truth. Alex, you were the first guy to talk about it and the first guy to go on air day one, and so we got to form groups to go around and get the truth out. You know, you need to answer for what this group said or what that group did. There is no leadership. That's what makes us unstoppable, is that it's ideas, it's political action, it's getting involved. And I'm not the leader of any of this. I'm just a fire starter. And what I tell folks over and over again is just step up. It's like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. And you're not going to be perfect when you first stand up and speak. I remember being 20 years old. 2 years before I got on air in 1995, it was 1994. I may have been 19 years old. And I remember going to city council and county commissioners meetings and fighting SOS using water runoff, water aquifer rules to steal everybody's property in Austin. Had nothing to do with the environment, nothing to do with water. Sounded reasonable. They had a bunch of environmentalists get behind it because they didn't want to ruin the beautiful creeks and streams. But that's not what ended up happening. It was about stealing the property, and now they've built all over it. It was about not even giving people fair market value. And that's when I really first got involved. And boy, that was just the opening to the rabbit hole. I've gone down hundreds of levels now. The issue is I went and started an Access TV show, and I went and started doing a radio show. And I built it, and they came. And so that's what Jordan was just starting to say as we hit the break, and that's why I held him over, is because step up. Start an organization. Don't worry about infiltration, folks. There's so many groups and organizations now, they can't infiltrate us all. And you'll know an infiltrator. You start getting a group with 10, 20, 30, 40 people for the Second Amendment or sovereignty or water rights or land rights or anti-New World Order, and you'll suddenly have somebody show up who pulls you aside and says, let's go knife the tires of police cars. And you need to say, okay, I know you're a cop. Pull a camera out, start recording their face, and put it on YouTube. And then they will avoid you like the Black Plague. You tell them, I'm an American citizen under the First Amendment, state police or FBI, and I have a right. And I know you got a federal grant to do this. Shame on you. Why don't you investigate all the criminal bankers you work for? And you put their ugly face on YouTube. You put the light in these vampires' faces and you drive them back. They're trying to act like we're bad and we're the terrorists and we're evil. They're trying to demonize us in reports. Let's show the world who they are. So you start your own groups and get past your fear. Okay, you got about a minute and a half before we break. I'm going to come back and blitz three more calls. But go ahead, Jordan. Finish your point about We Are Change up there in Fresno.
All right, Alex. Everything you just said is what's happening in our local area. You know, we just formed this group. And people come out of the woodwork. There are tons of people out there that are just waiting for you or for anybody out there that's in your town that has not formed a group. Form one that people will flock to you. People will find you. People are searching on the internet for groups. And, you know, start taking action. It's amazing. You don't have to have all the answers. The tons of people will come to help. And, we did have on, after we had a few meetings and we hosted Richard Gage and we were, started, you know, fighting back and all in positive ways, we did have one bizarre individual who my radar went in on, and he did start saying, yeah, we need to start shooting people, we need to start graffitiing, and it was so obvious that he, in my mind at least, that he was an agent, and my wife was there, and she decided to confront him afterwards, and so I got involved with that too, and it was very apparent. He basically, without admitting, he was an agent of who, I don't know what, FBI, I have no idea, but.
They're an agent of the New World Order to make sure the foreign bankers get to bring us down. They are enemies of the Republic and they must be dealt with. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
We are becoming completely and totally domesticated in this nation.
Everybody knows the good guys.
We are being turned from free men to slaves. They tell us tyranny is liberty and that liberty is tyranny. That slavery is freedom. It is a fraud. Get angry. Understand the state is not there for your own good. It doesn't care about you. It is openly corrupt and completely bankrupt at the top, and the slime is rolling downhill. They are hiring criminals at every level of government. You can Google search that. County hiring felons, military hiring felons, army hiring felons. In fact, guys, do that for me. Search engine, county hiring felons, any county you pick. Pick Travis County. Try that headline. Travis County hiring felons, the county I live in. I know it'll be there. And then search engine and print me just one mainstream article. There's thousands. Military hiring felons, military hiring criminals, police force hiring criminals, police force hiring illegal aliens as police officers. You'll get AP out of New Mexico. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they are in the final phases of converting the entire government into a crime syndicate. Every county, every city in the country has corrupt police on the force. The majority of counties in Texas rob motorists. I've been telling you this for over a decade. Now it's mainstream news. And these towns are full of nice people, hardworking Christian people. Believe me, that's where I'm from. And you'll have one police force that isn't stealing, and right next door you'll have a boss hog criminal enterprise. You'll have a city where they're not criminals, but the county's criminals, or vice versa, where the county isn't criminal, but then the city's criminal. There's counties from Alabama to Texas to California where they kill good sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies kill sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's deputies kill sheriffs. Sheriff's deputies kill good police officers. It's a war. And I see this stuff every week where they're killing cops. It's cops killing cops. Just like Serpico in New York. Go rent that movie and watch it. It's a true story. Oh, you won't take drug money. We'll just shoot you in the face, pal. And he had to move to Switzerland because the New York cops were trying to hunt him down and kill him. And they had to fire over Serpico. I've had the famous detectives on that worked with him. I'll try to get Serpico on, but I've had some of the other famous New York detectives. They had to fire in that round 74% of the detectives. 74%! It's kind of like an office manager who's corrupt or a corporate culture that's gone bad. They just tell you fire everybody or the majority of people. That's what's happened with the government. It's like a corrupt church board or a corrupt corporation or anything. It goes bad. You can count on one hand societies that could be called somewhat free. A few of the Greek city-states, maybe, somewhat free compared to other counterparts in that history going back 2,500 years ago, 3,000. A couple city-states in Greece, and then Switzerland and the Netherlands and the United States. That's where the pilgrims went to get freedom, was hanging out with the Dutch. And a lot of the systems we have of freedom come from the Mosaic Law with an amalgamation of Germanic law and then the Dutch system mixed with the British Magna Carta common law. Very, very special. We're going to be talking about that in the last hour today with a special guest. But look, here's the type of news headlines I have in front of me. South Africans must register cell phone SIM cards. Same thing's now happening in Mexico. Now they want it in Canada and the U.S. Norway has 23 cases of H1N1, decides to vaccinate entire population. Norway's now starting a forced inoculation program of 9.4 million. And then meanwhile, they say they're getting ready for it here in the United States. Forced inoculation. And that dovetails with these fear-mongering stories out of Reuters. 1 million Americans infected with the swine flu. Preparing for forced inoculation. Britain saying, we may have a large portion of our population die. And it's killed one person in England. That's the headline. First death in England. Government prepares to forcibly inoculate. Oh, my gosh, let's give up all of our rights and all of our freedoms. One person has died. Teen and swine flu's first victim in London, as ministers warn 40 a day could die by end of summer. I mean, is this the biggest hoax in history, or is it something bigger? You see, that's why I freaked out so bad when this first happened back in April. I came on air, and everybody should go to YouTube and watch that Saturday night when the story was 2 days old. That Saturday night, two-hour report I did, commercial-free, PrisonPlanet.tv only. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's also at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and other places. But I did it live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I went on air, and I had said 2 months before, and we've since played that on air, I said, I believe that their card they're ready to play next in stage terror isn't nukes going off. Isn't Al-Qaeda truck bombs or hijacking jets? Isn't even a new war in Iran or Pakistan or on the borders of Russia with South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia in the disputed demilitarized zone? Zones, plural. I said on record on the March 5th show and on many others, I said I see them playing a flu hysteria card. And I went further. You know, I don't have the staff to do it. Half my staff's gone right now doing interviews for the new film. I got part of my crew out of the country right now interviewing people. I'm not going to announce that till they're back. I don't have the people. I'm asking listeners to go to the March 5th and March 10th and other shows I did where I broke down that they were going to stage flu and then edit that together with my that Saturday night when it all first broke out in April a month later. Because that's what convinces the public. People ask, how do you break the ice? How do you break their cognitive dissonance? How do you break their conditioning? How do you get them to look at the facts? Revelation. If you can tell somebody something before it happens, and it happens with precision like you said, they'll pay attention to you. Even the dumbest yuppie will. But I don't have the staff to get all those video clips and edit them together. It's all posted at the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Alex Jones channel. Go get it. Edit it together. It's all posted in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Only because then people will listen to us even more. All the shows I did leading up to 9/11 saying they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. The radio shows, the TV shows, millions of views online. Wakes people up big time. Gets the feds hopping mad. I could see what they were about to do from their propaganda on TV alone, and other people could. I'm going to go to your calls here in a moment. The point is that I went on air and I said this is either a psyop to train the county, cities, and states and other regional units of government in other nations as well, not just here, a worldwide continuity of government, federalization, martial law drill under the World Health Organization and the UN. And then later they came out and did the exact same thing. It was, they said, oh, we're using this to practice our takeover for your own good, though. They put spin on it. And I said, this is a complete hoax. But regardless, it signifies something real. Because I was getting hospital documents and state documents that we were really at a level 5 and about to go to a level 6 and the public wasn't being told. You notice now it came out months later, that's exactly what happened. Those were real documents. I know the city official personally I got it from. I'll just leave it at that. Very close to them. But that was when it was already happening. Months before. And then in early March, again, I went on air and I said, with all the preparation and the Baxter mixing weaponized bird flu in with regular flu season stuff in 12 countries, was it 14 countries in Europe, and then all these homeless dying in a separate secret bird flu trial. Don't believe me, just Google death from bird flu trial Europe, and people have been arrested. But not the pharmaceutical companies. The city officials that went out and shot people up at government clinics have been arrested for giving them an illegal experimental vaccine to see if it'd kill them. London Telegraph, Reuters, AFP, French news agency. Agency French Press. Just gave you sources. So I saw them hyping it. I saw the grid. I saw the mass grave documents out of New York and out of Indiana and out of Chicago. I had emergency managers on. I had reporters on. I knew they were doing drills all over of delivering flu vaccine for martial law in the upcoming fall. This is back in March I'm saying this. Then you have them launch the drill, the fear-mongering, less than 50 deaths worldwide, and now they're saying 1 million have it in the U.S. Well, it's 9 days. Yeah, 1 million have been infected. There's thousands of different flu viruses going around. They're not sick. They're not dying. Why then are they doing this? Well, it's a cover for martial law. It's a cover for federalization. Right when they try to pass the total Federal Reserve takeover of all economic systems in the United States. Right when they prepare to take over with the water bill. To federalize all water above and below ground, all land in the United States. The Water, Clean Water Restoration Act. More like the total federalization, the United States is going into receivership to offshore fraudulent banks act, a bunch of Madoff type criminals. They're gun control bills, their forced youth brigade bills, their national draft bills, their blanket amnesty bills, their socialized health care bills. It's all happening right now. Their hate crime, free speech destroying bills. It's all happening now. And just like in Mexico was passing a bunch of police state laws and the people were on the edge of revolting and it was clear that Calderon had stolen the election, suddenly they get hit and the government gets to lock down. They were testing it in Mexico to see if they can do it in other countries when they have the full takeover in the fall. Now, if we get the word out and speak out and expose these people, they may not be able to do it. They don't even need people to die in the fall. Or they'll release some new variant mutation of this that is a little bit worse. If the regular flu kills 37,000 people, according to the federal government every year in the U.S., if this thing kills 1,000, they'll act like it's the end of civilization. Regular flu kills over 30,000. This thing's killed, what, 5 people in the U.S.? And they acted like it was the end of America? What if it kills 1,000? What if it kills 30,000? Ladies and gentlemen, I can see them with their preparatory phases. It's like if you're a football fan of a certain coach and a team and you see them go into a certain formation, you go, okay, they're about to run this. It isn't hard, ladies and gentlemen. You're a fan of basketball and you see a certain formation. Or you're a fan of baseball and a certain hitter gets up there and he always, you know, swings for the bleachers, goes all the way. You know what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I was saying and I've said and I predicted it. And then it happened. And I said, it's either a total drill for martial law or this could be it, because they've always been preparing and getting ready for that. Either way, it's the same outcome. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. Up next is John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, John.
Hey, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. One is about Mary Fallon, a beautiful, wonderful governor we have here in Oklahoma, standing up for her First Amendment rights yesterday at the court, at the Capitol.
What happened?
An amazing woman. She's the kind of person I'd be willing to, you know, stand up for even later.
Okay, well, what happened? Tell us what happened. We don't know.
Well, she spoke about what's wrong with the country, what's wrong with the nation. There were people there that were supporting her, Christians, you know. She's a wonderful Christian woman.
Al-Qaeda's were there, okay.
Oh, there's a bunch of, you know, gays and lesbians and stuff there haranguing her. You know, they speak, they want to preach tolerant, you know, free speech. You know, it's okay to urinate on the flag or on an effigy of Christ or whatever. You can do, oh, that's free speech, you know, pooping on something, you know, whatever, all that nonsense, weird stuff. But as soon as you mention, you know, you want to, you want to say your free speech, you know, your rights or whatever, whenever you want to say something, it's like, oh, we don't want, you know, they just,
no, it is true that at least it is true, sir, and I appreciate your call, John, that the left, as it's known, has introduced bills and passed one out of the House to completely end the First Amendment, the Hate Crimes Act. It actually says if you hurt somebody's feelings, you're arrested and go to jail. It's passed the House. And HBO has all these shows about the right wing trying to take the left's rights. But see, that's how it works. The right is ready to take the left's rights, and the right is ready to take the left's rights, and the left is ready to take the right's rights, and then nobody has any rights left. And so, yes, the left does hate the First Amendment, unless it's pooping on the flag. And they do that. And they have the government fund it. And then they tell conservatives, oh, you're trying to restrict my free speech because you don't want me to sell cans of crap in spinach cans, that's a real case, and paid $50,000 per can of 50. And then the government puts it on display, and you pay for that. We shouldn't have to pay for a painting of a beautiful field of roses or for a can of crap. I mean, I saw the Austin Police Department paid $244,000 for a tiny fountain that mounts on the wall at their shooting range. And it said it's meant to cool and soothe them. And all that is another form of government payoff. That's always connected to people married to the mayor or married to the city council people. It's ridiculous. I mean, they put up all these blue posters that cost, I think it was $10 million or something a few years ago, and like $1 million a year to upkeep them, blue posters, blue things that stick out on the roadsides everywhere. It's just all part of government scamming. You know, they'll run an old person out of their house for 3-inch grass, $2,000 a day fines, and they'll take those $2,000 a day fines and you know, pay $10 million to some guy to urinate all over the cross. I mean, yeah, that's how it works. But again, you want to say that's art, that's fine. Don't make me pay for it. I don't want to pay for any of it. I don't want to pay for government statues. You know, used to, people would, an endowment, a rich person would pay to have it done and give it to the city. But not anymore. We don't have beautiful Greek statues anymore. We have cans of urine and feces. That's the beautiful art. Let's talk to, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to put three calls in the next segment. Gordon, Ricky, John, and others. I've done pretty good. I've taken 8 calls so far. And I got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's all extremely important. We got Bob Chapman coming up with the latest economic developments. A lot of key info on that front. Big news blitzes straight ahead. We're here live July 3rd, 2009. And I'll be live Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a passion for being here on the radio. I love fighting tyranny.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to go right to Bob Chapman's in the next segment and continue with open phones. What the United States means to you, how we're losing our liberties and freedoms, how we're becoming a nanny state completely and totally domesticated. We're going to start simulcasting the 4-hour radio show, the last 3 hours of it, at prisonplanet.tv live on this July 3rd transmission coming up here in just a few minutes today. And we're going to go to Gordon, Ricky, John, and Jack, and many others. Toll-free number to join us today, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors making today's show possible. That's eFoodsDirect.com, the name in storable foods, non-hybrid, non-GMO, clean, grown right here in the United States, and recently manufactured. By recently, on average, they said about every 3 weeks. A lot of stuff you're buying is 5, 10, 15 years old, total crud, not the J. Michael Stevens Group. That's why they're the longest continually operating and biggest storable foods company in the nation. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, free videos and brochures and things online, or call toll-free and get a brochure. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go to Gordon in New Mexico. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hi, Alex. How's it going? Let me just say I've been aware and awake about the shadow government and what's been going on in our country for several years. I'd like to give credit for that to a book written in 1991 by a Dr. Gary Cog called En Route to Global Occupation. It breaks everything down, including predicting 9/11.
Anyhow, yes, I read it. It is excellent. And again, we all stand on the shoulders of people like the good doctor that have broken all this down.
Yes, sir. And recently my attention, like a lot of us, has been on the camps and the trains and got me thinking, here in New Mexico, the biggest project, government project is a $385 million, train, massive transit system that researchers have proven, not only is not needed, but will never pay for itself. Further research of mine has shown, where do you think this, train is heading directly to the one known FEMA camp in New Mexico. I realize it's a very crucial step here in New Mexico for the new world order.
Well, the government openly has, and I appreciate your call, the government has its open FEMA camps all over the country and the continuity of government system, and they admit they've built them, and they have the civilian inmate labor camp program run by the Army. That's Associated Press, WorldNet Daily. You know, years after we broke it, they report on it. Glenn Beck and people do straw men. They only go report on camps that have already been disproven or aren't real camps. So that's a little trick they play. Thank you, Gordon. Ricky in Rhode Island. Ricky, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
It's I'm going to start by saying thanks like everybody else because you woke me up probably about 8 months ago, and since then I've been into this stuff and trying to find out as much as I can like you. So
good job, brother.
I have a couple questions. I know you had David Icke on not very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if, I don't know if it's really his movie or if people just labeled it as him online, but it was a no plane theory for September 11th.
You know, I don't really get into all that stuff because that can't be proven one way or the other, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I can't even hardly keep track of all the videos and films and that are out there that people put me in. So I can't really comment on it, sir. Take Zeitgeist. A lot of Christians got mad at me because it misrepresents Christians and the faith and even gets some major gods wrong that predate Christianity. And then they used a bunch of my clips in Zeitgeist later in the 9/11 section, so people thought that was my film. That was not my film, I'll assure you. So I'll let David speak for himself on things. I don't know what you speak of. And again, I can't be my brother's keeper. Okay? We have David Icke on because he's an icon. And that's why we have him on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Friday edition. We're already an hour into the transmission, 3 hours span out before us. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're often imitated, but unfortunately never duplicated, because we want more liberty lovers and freedom folks out there on the web. But a lot of folks are out there doing great work, and we appreciate that. And one of them is Bob Chapman. Also, they take the last 3 hours of the Friday show and replay it in the evening from 5 to 8 p.m. Central on XM, and that's up there on the XM schedule. So be sure and check that out. This will be re-airing on July 4th for 3 hours at XM, the second, third, and fourth hours. I have a history expert on the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, what the founders went through, how many of them were killed, their families were killed, they were put on starvation ships, the British invented concentration camps, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother were killed in a concentration camp. So we're always told to hate the French on 4th of July, and there's this Francophobe thing, instead of being a Francophile, and we're these Anglophiles in this country. Now, I got an English last name, Jones, Welch. And I love the British people. They're great folks. But let's not hate the French on 4th of July. Contrary to what they brainwashed people, the French helped found this country. Now, I know in the brainwashed neocon world or Barack Obama's world, loving the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is bad. That's why with the Homeland Security documents that we broke, the MIAC report and the DHS reports, we broke those folks. Others took credit for it, but that's fine. Gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, we are the terrorists. Now, because the foreign offshore banks that have hijacked the United States, they are the real terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to fight them and to expose them. We're going to have open phones throughout the next 3 hours to discuss how liberty is being trampled on, how our freedoms are being destroyed, how we're going from land of the free, home of the brave, to land of the cowards, home of the slaves, and how do we get that freedom and liberty back? And I want to go through a bunch of news items that are examples of this. But first, we need to get into the economy. Deteriorating by design. The globalists are on record engineering that. And we always have Bob Chapman joining us in the second hour on Fridays. He is a former the biggest private gold and silver broker out there. At one time had the biggest newsletter back during the 1980s. Retired for a while. Came back with the International Forecaster. He was also in military intelligence. And he's been fighting the New World Order and the globalists and the private Federal Reserve for more than 45 years. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us today on the economy and a lot more as we race towards the anniversary of the birth of this country.
It's terrific. I love being here.
Okay, we're about to break in about a minute and a half, Bob, but tell us some of the most important latest financial news that you're going to be covering on the other side of this break.
Well, I think one of the things that we have to take notice of is the Madoff affair and how it's turned out. Of course, they gave 150 years to Madoff, which is ridiculous. But the key to this whole thing, and I've been told by my sources, it was a CIA Mossad operation in conjunction with Madoff, went on for many years. None of the money ever went to Madoff. It went in one door and out the other.
And by the way, you were the first to say that 3 or 4 months ago. Now that's leaked out a few places in mainstream media that obviously he didn't act alone. This was a money laundering operation.
That's correct. It wasn't actually in December before it happened. But anyway, the key to this whole thing is the Federal Reserve in New York and the Fed overall and the U.S. Treasury have copies of every wire that Madoff sent to offshore destinations. Most of the money went to Israel.
Stay there. And I want you to recap all that. Bob Chapman on the other side will look at the entire economy, the jobless rates, the inflation rate, where you see the economy going. But first we'll cover Madoff and the money laundering scam that dwarfs even Enron. It's all coming up. We'll talk about the carbon tax passing the House. Senator Kerry says it's going to pass the Senate. The home inspections are already beginning, but the states are fighting back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Unlike a lot of other radio talk show hosts, we are here live on this July 3rd, 2009 edition. And I'll be back with the abbreviated Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., syndicated across the country. And again, they re-air 3 hours of the show on XM Radio, 5 to 8 p.m. And I'll give you that channel a little bit later at the bottom of the hour, so you can tune into that on the 4th of July. For the rest of the hour, Bob Chapman joins us. We're going to open the phones up. Of course, we don't screen your calls, so they'll be all over the map. Speaking of all over the map, we have calls from England, Australia, Washington, D.C., California, Ohio, you name it. One time I even got a call from McMurdo Weather Station in Antarctica on the bottom of the planet. Maybe we'll get one of those calls today. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I know we've gotten a lot of new affiliates across the country, and I know that we have a lot of new listeners, so let me just explain to people. I'm not a left-winger. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a constitutionalist. They didn't have left-wing and right-wing in the days of 1776 when this country was founded. It was, are you for big government or small government? Are you for free market or a king? Do you like being controlled, or do you want freedom? Are you for keeping and bearing arms and not being a slave, or do you want to be an indentured servant? To me, it's a question of slavery versus abolition of slavery. I have sworn, as Thomas Jefferson did, eternal resistance against all forms of tyranny over man and the minds of man. And I am here to light bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. I have a special guest in the last hour today, a constitutional scholar, a historian, about what our founders went through. So that's coming up. But for the next 20 minutes or so, I want to go over the economy with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Again, our website's Infowars.com. Bob did in his newsletter, actually, back in December, before Madoff even got in trouble. He said Madoff and others are involved in these scams. There's no way they're actually making 15% every year and never having problems. Madoff was founder of the NASDAQ. It's Madoff criminals that basically run Wall Street. CIA was set up by them. They're now feeding what's left of the free market economy into it. $14.8 trillion has been stolen. They own both parties. They don't want H.R. 1207 to pass. It's right up at 250 co-sponsors right now in the House to audit the Federal Reserve that says it's above the law in all branches of government. How asinine is that? And so we're going to get into Madoff getting 150 years, saying he ran it all himself. When the Promise software and what the NSA does, they admit there's a record through the Securities and Exchange Commission of all this. So what's really behind the Madoff scam from the man who first said that Madoff was going to go down and that Madoff was an operative and it was a Mossad / CIA op? So, Bob Chapman, tell us what's happening there first.
Well, I think it's what I was trying to get to was that...
Yeah, recap, because some stations don't carry that first segment. A recap.
Right. What I was getting into is that the Fed and the Fed Reserve in New York as well as in Washington and the U.S. Treasury track every wire. So they know where all the money went from what banks to what place. A lot of them were in offshore accounts. They know that. They know who owned them. So they know who did what. And there's no question. Now, none of this has come out. I mean, these people who are rigging this whole thing and throwing all the blame on Madoff, they got to be dumb. I mean, we're not that stupid. I mean, that's a simple thing that they do every day. So they knew who did what, and they know who was involved. I believe that probably Mr. Madoff will die within 2 years, perhaps even 6 months. But I don't think he'll die. I think they'll tell you he died, and he'll be shipped out someplace. That's what I think they're up to with him.
Well, and that's the same thing with the witness protection program. They do this all the time, and even mainstream newspapers have reported in Latin America and Europe that Ken Lay is down in Paraguay where the Bushes bought those giant 50-plus thousand acre ranches. This is what black ops do continually. They take low-level special forces operatives by the thousands each year and stage their death. That's on record. So to say they wouldn't stage a Ken Lay or a Madoff's death later, or like a Jack Ruby, I mean, we know they do this.
You're right. And we have contacts in Montevideo who have told us the same thing. So, you have to know what to look for, and these people do.
You were in black ops in South Africa, Germany, France, and a bunch of other unnamed countries. Were they staging deaths back in the 50s then when you were in?
Not that I know of.
All right, go ahead. I mean, they admit they are now.
One of the things I might interject here, I'm glad they passed me over for MK Ultra.
Okay, Bob, continue.
Every time I think about that, I say to myself, my goodness gracious, there but for the grace of God go I.
Well, the L.A. Times reported that Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was CIA and volunteered for MKUltra. So good thing they did pass you over, Bob. But continue. So explain. I have the Associated Press reporting here that $171 billion, not 50, we've been saying it was over 100, $171 billion has disappeared. That's what Madoff really stole. And that now they've put out an asset forfeiture seizure notice for $171 billion. So why are they telling us $50 billion, but now it's $171 billion?
It's part of the cover-up. And they'll dance around and do all of what they've got to do, and they're going to cover it up. This is just like the BCCI scandal, which was an operation that was run by the Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the Nugent Hand program. And if you remember, one of them, we'll say it was Nugent, he committed suicide. He shot himself in the back of the head. And so that's the way these things end up. And the other fellow ended up in jail, and I don't know whether he's still there or not, but, you know, he was protesting. All I was doing was what the government told me to do. And, of course, nobody wanted to listen, and nobody cared. But this is not a Ponzi scheme, this Madoff affair. This was a criminal scam. The money went into the company and out the back door, so to speak. It went to the Israeli Discount Bank, Citigroup, Bank Leumi, and off to offshore destinations. And then I think knowing the mind of Madoff, because I was in that business for 28 years, I think they probably brought the money back into other accounts in the United States to play the market. And, of course, they're loaded with inside information. So who knows how much money the $171 billion made? I mean, it may be worth $5 trillion for all we know.
And then, of course, for those that don't know, Bob, give them the technical name for the plunge protection team. Since the 1980s, that goes in with billions every day to drive it down, prop it up. So for the insiders at the top of the pyramid, at the paramount level, it's all a giant casino rigged for them. And so we hear that they've destroyed half the stock market's value, stolen the police and firemen and teachers' retirement, the private citizens' retirement. But that wealth wasn't destroyed. It was fenced, just like Enron was just a dummy corporation. They took the money out the back door, then they blew it out when they were ready. People need to understand that. These controlled recessions and depressions, these booms and busts, are engineered to consolidate power with vertical integration.
Well, Ronald Reagan, after the collapse in the market in October the 19th, 1987, was convinced that we had to do something about this, and we can't let this sort of thing happen again. And so we need something to protect the markets in the event of emergency. And he signed, and it became final as an executive order in August of 1988, the Working Group in Financial Markets. And its structure is the chairman of the Fed, the head of the Treasury Department, the head of the New York Fed, the head of the Securities Exchange Commission, and the head of the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, the last two are government agencies, for those of you who don't know. And what they do is they have groups of people all over the world, and they enter into markets all over the world 24/7. And they're using money that's been created out of thin air. They're using treasury funds, which is in one of their subsidiary funds. And they continue to make the market do what they want it to do. A good example is what's going on right now. They fostered and created the rally in the Dow Jones Industrial Average from 6,600 to 8,700. We knew that they'd do that. And we predicted it, although we didn't predict 8,700, we predicted 8,500, so we weren't completely right, but we were close. And they are keeping the market up by going in and rigging the market. They're doing the same thing with the currencies and the commodities, gold and silver. If you watch almost every Monday morning, the market is up 50 or 100 points, maybe more, and the dollar is strong. And commodities are down, and gold and silver are down. And they don't care who knows anymore. They just do what they want to do arrogantly. And I do have, in tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster, two tapes that I got from CNBC. And those two tapes are conversations, in one case with one person and the moderator. In the other case, it was four people. And they all come to the conclusion that the market's being manipulated. Now, this is a tremendous breakthrough, tremendous, to have this on national television. They have fought it for over 10 years. And I've discussed it with them, and they said, we can't put that on. And just like when I started getting on Fox and ABC and NBC and all that stuff 3 or 4 months ago, pushing Ron Paul's 1207, they said, you can't talk about that on here.
All right, stay there, Bob. We got a break. I want to get into this Washington Post story where they got caught selling access to the president for $250,000 a person. Total Project Mockingbird, just absolutely criminal. I mean, the media is so rigged, folks, the mainstream media.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here live on the GCN Radio Network. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We simulcast always the third and fourth hour at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members and viewers there at PrisonPlanet.tv. But most days I end up doing three or even more hours. In the case of yesterday, I did 3.5 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your calls for Bob Chapman on a host of issues, a bunch of other financial news coming up in the next long segment. But in this short segment, Bob Chapman, I would get up on air 10, 11 years ago and read congressional investigations about a lot of mainstream media, big radio stations, big TV, and key markets like Chicago, New York, D.C., where people pay for access and where a lot of people pay for their media position. They would pay for their anchor job or pay for their editor's job or pay for the position. It's all kickbacks. And also pay to have access to politicians. And Politico is broken. That's why they keep getting so big. But we already knew. Washington Post is a CIA front. That's come out from OSS and then CIA documents and the church hearings in 77. It came out in 2003 that Bush was spending tens of billions a year to buy reporters. The media kind of minimized it, just talking about Armstrong Williams to push the socialist No Child Left Behind, federalization of all education. They said, oh, well, he just took $244,000 to go give a few speeches secretly saying, hey, I'm a black conservative. This isn't socialism. But it's CNN, Fox, all these channels have gotten government funding on record. But here's Politico. Washington Post cancels lobbyist event amid uproar, and they were going to pay $250,000 per media and lobbyist to meet at the private home of publisher Catherine Weymouth. Said she was canceling plans for an exclusive salon at her home, where as much as $250,000, the Post offered lobbyists and association executives off-the-record access to those powerful few. Obama administration officials, members of Congress, and even the paper's own reporters and editors. The astounding offer was detailed in a flyer circulated Wednesday to the health care lobbyist who provided it to a reporter because the lobbyist said he felt it was a conflict for the paper. And then now you even have famous reporters coming out and saying Obama is more controlled than Richard Nixon. Helen Thomas is now saying that. In fact, print me that. It's on InfoWars.com. Print me that. We've got a link. Print me the article. I want to show people that because basically the inside word is this even happened as inauguration. So that's on record. And the Victory Party in Chicago, you got to pay them under the table for anything. I mean, this is just pure mafia, isn't it, Bob Chapman?
It certainly is, and it's been going on for years and years, and I'm glad the Post did what they did, and it got exposed. It's a racket.
Well, the Post got caught by Politico, but, I mean, you're saying you're glad they got caught.
Yes, I'm glad they did it, and I'm glad they get caught, so people listening to this program and other people will understand that this is nothing new, and this is the way Washington functions, and that's not supposed to be that way. In fact, lobbyists should be done away with. And as far as elections are concerned, each congressman and each senator or person who wants to run for that office should be funded in equal amounts by the United States government. There should be no private funding. They start running for election 2 months before the election itself, and that's the end of it.
Well, you've got all these international foreign corporations that they have three lobbyists for every member of the Congress. Most of them are offshore. And no wonder the Congress on every issue of open borders, gun control, you know, it's all unpopular, but it just continues. We've had all these top Democrats admit, quote, the Congress is run by banks. I mean, this country is under a banking dictatorship. It's illegitimate. It's criminal. And that's why they got the feds writing Homeland Security reports saying anybody that protests the Fed is a terrorist. No, the Fed is a foreign financial terrorist imploding our economy by design. Explain why they want to implode the economy, Bob.
They feel this is the only way to force people, particularly in America and in Europe, to accept world government. This is what this is all about. And if things aren't working out too well, and maybe even if they are, they'll have another war. And I think it'll be a large war. And I think it'll probably involve what one might call Western powers against Russia and China and maybe some others. And I think that's on the way. That's how they cover up all the things that they do, is have another war. We predicted the event like 9/11 within 33 days of it happening, about 10 months, 11 months before. We said that that would be used as an excuse to go in and attack Iraq and occupy it.
Well, tell us more about where you see them starting a war when we get back. We'll get into some other subjects on the economy and take phone calls. Long segment coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
We're talking with Bob Chapman. I want to get his breakdown. He joins us every Friday, the second hour, to talk about the economy. I want to get his take on the carbon tax passing last Friday, passing the House. Kerry saying it's going to pass the Senate. John Kerry doesn't usually shoot his mouth off. This is just horrible news. It's already been announced. People have seen the bill now. They wouldn't let you read it till after it passed. Home inspections, regulations, taxes. Several states, Ohio and Arizona, are moving to pass state legislation blocking it. This will only accelerate the state sovereignty movement. That's not secession like the media spins it. That's Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states made the feds. We're the bosses. All powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states, the people. I want to talk about that with him and take your phone calls. Before I do that, I want to tell you about this hour's sponsor. He's made this hour of the show possible. And that's HomeGain. The website is HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. It's an absolutely free website. And it has the home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. Very easy to use and absolutely free, and can save you or make you a lot of money either way if you're buying or selling. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com banners to HomeGame.com if you miss it. They also have a system that the real estate agents are seeing. It gives you free access to that to put in your home address, and it will tell you what the real estate market behind the scenes really thinks your house is worth. They have a free estimate on your home's value there at HomeGame.com and a bunch of other free services at HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Okay, let's go back now to Bob Chapman. Bob, finish up your point about government-sponsored terror. You know, I predicted, because I saw him fear-mongering, saying flu's about to break out. Then that happened in April. Now they're saying it's going to kill millions, and they got to have worldwide government, and the UN is going to run the New World Order, and they've got to have forced inoculations, and European countries are already starting it, and they have one death in England, and they say that the whole country may, you know, get sick from it. When it's nothing. I mean, they're using that as fear. They're moving troops into Pakistan. They're moving Taliban around, which is globalist control, to menace everybody. Got a big story about that up on PrisonPlanet.com from mainstream news sources. Western governments funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda to kill U.S. troops, but not just in Pakistan or Afghanistan. It's now out in the mainstream news that Taliban is being shipped in to attack U.S. forces in Iraq as a pretext to keep them there, manufacturing the whole war. The White House, the last two, Obama and Bush, admit they're funding Wahhabist Al-Qaeda to attack Iran, and the public thinks Iran is Al-Qaeda when it's Shiite, the opposite group. I want to get into that, but you were finishing up with government-sponsored terror. Then I want to get into cap and trade and then calls.
Well, in this case, it's not so much terror. It's more about how do we cover up what we've been doing until we want to pull the plug? Again, harking back to the meeting 4 weeks ago in Greece of the Bilderbergers, the number one thing on the agenda was, this thing looks like it's getting out of control. Maybe we ought to try to button it up. And the problem is they can't button it up. They've gone too far, and they can't go back. And so I think they're in serious trouble. Yes, they're very aggressive. Good example of that was the aggressive defense made by the Treasury in behalf of the Fed in the face of 1207. And they think that's going to work. And even people in Congress are saying, we can't let the Fed do that. You know, it's really out of their realm. It's a private corporation. No. And so they're running into a lot of roadblocks. But I do think they're going to have another war. And I don't know when it's going to start, but they're going to have it. And they're going to have it for one of two reasons, that their plans are coming unglued and they have to do something to cover it, or part of their plan is everything is going to be dreadful, we'll eventually get into a deflationary depression, and when that happens, people are going to be restless, and in order to augment that, then they'll have their war perhaps with Russia or China, or maybe both simultaneously, and that'll take everybody off the streets and supposedly allow them to retain control. And the more we talk about this on the airwaves and the more people who understand what they're up to, the better off we're going to be.
Well, Bob, I want to go to a few clips dealing with the carbon tax and get your take on that. But take North Korea, terrible regime, as the head of ABB, Donald Rumsfeld, the Swiss company, gave them the nuke reactors in the late 90s to build the weapon. That's BBC News. They know there's a power transfer to his next horrid little son. So this is the first commie dictator gives it to Kim Jong-il, then he gives it to his snot-nosed son. So we're certainly no fans of them, but U.S. forces, South Korean forces, massing, doing flyovers, very provocative, trying to get them when they're very unstable to do something to kind of create the crisis, kind of like the U.S. ambassador telling Saddam, the U.S. ally, go ahead and invade Kuwait. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. We always back you, just like your attack on Iran, Saddam. They're going to test fire a missile. A month ago, they put out their directive. They would fire it today or tomorrow on the anniversary of the first dictator dying, and nothing to do with July 4th. That's when Kim Jong-il's dad died, July 4th. They always test a missile every year on July 3rd or 4th. But the media says they want to attack America on July 4th when they already put out the international directive under international law, just like when the U.S. or Europe or anybody else test a missile. They're firing it out in the Pacific, a couple thousand miles away from Hawaii. But the media says missile set to hit Hawaii July 4th. The headlines are that Obama, you know, is bold. Here's the ridiculous Drudge Report. Bold on the 4th of July, will Obama shoot down North Korean missile? So, man, it, you know, they're going to try to blow up Hawaii with a nuke and murder everyone. And they also say global warming's real and polar bears can't swim. I mean, just complete lying. They're test firing a missile. They're following international law. They're telling people the 2,000 square mile area in the middle of nowhere they're firing it at. And thousands of miles away is Hawaii. Headline, Hawaii to be nuked, end of America. I mean, are they going to use this as an excuse for something, or will this just be Obama grandstanding, saving us all from the evil North Korean missile?
Well, I think what you have to sit back and take in and think to yourself about, is North Korea secretly a client state of the United States government? In all probability, yes. I mean, why would they be doing the things that they're doing? The, you know, we call them normal for them, but the media is beating the drum and building it up as the great aggressor. I mean, North Korea is not a threat to the world.
They're a joke. I mean, they can't even get a missile off the ground.
That's it. And so I think the U.S. is behind all that. And I think they have the North Koreans doing these things. So another thing is it's a diversion. Let's everybody worry about San Francisco and L.A. getting hit with rockets, ICBMs. And at the same time, they'll forget about the horrid situation that's going on in the world economy.
Well, exactly. In fact, if you look this number up, last time I saw it, in fact, Google that for all the viewers out there at PrisonPlanet.tv and the radio listeners. Google, let's just show everybody, see if my memory's accurate. United States number one, try this headline. Majority of aid to North Korea comes from U.S. or U.S. number one giver of aid to North Korea. That'll be the headline. U.S. number one giver of aid. Because I know through the U.N., the United States, last time I checked, was the number one aid, not even China. And so that point you make has a lot of bearing.
Well, they've done it before, and, you know, most people don't know it, but if you understand how intelligence and counterintelligence works, it's a chess game. And they just move people around, they buy people. I quoted a new book, I forget the name of it, in tomorrow's issue, about the participation of Martin Bormann. And finally, this information is going to get out that Bormann was working for the West.
And oh, by the way, my dad, I'm on the treadmill 2 days ago in the garage at night. My dad comes over to drop my kids off because they've been over there for the day. You know, granddaddy comes over. He walks into the garage and he says, look at this book, The Secret History of the CIA. Chapter one admits that Reinhard Galen was CIA and so was Martin Bormann. And the whole thing was staged and the West told Hitler to do all this and then pull the rug out from under him. I already knew that from German histories. That's why Hitler let everybody escape at Dunkirk. He thought he was supposed to attack the Soviets. He was told to do all this. IBM, Ford, General Motors built all his plants. My grandfathers weren't allowed to bomb that when they were flying in the Army Air Corps. We already knew all that, but now mainstream publishers are admitting this. Why do you think this is all coming out now, Bob?
I don't think they can hold it in any longer. I think it's really a case of that. I knew all this, about Bormann and many other things because I was hooked up with many people who were, in German intelligence and counterintelligence during the war. Most of them were, colonels or generals. And they would tell me about all these things. Of course, this was after the war was over and it was in the 1950s. But I really get filled in on it, and I've known about Bormann for 50 years.
You never talked about that here. Was that because of national security?
They can't hold it in any longer.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Bob. They can't hold it in any longer. But it's just so incredible that Hitler was created by the British and U.S. government on record.
There's a book called Hitler at Versailles by Leon Degrelle. And Hitler was born at Versailles. And the whole thing was set up, the reparation movement, the depression in Germany during the 1920s, the evolution of Mussolini from being a communist into a fascist, and then the ascension of Adolf Hitler with money from Paris, London, New York, the Bushes and their family, etc. The whole thing was a setup. And all those people get killed for nothing.
Well, that also came out in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee with Major General Smedley Butler of the Marine Corps. He was the only two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner at that time. I think he still is. Most highly decorated in U.S. military history. I mean, a real Rambo. And of all these conflicts, he'd overthrown more than 14 countries for the United States and the banks. So they came to him in 35 and said, we funded Hitler. We're going to have a fascist takeover here in the U.S. as well. That's when it could have gone both ways. He played along and then blew the whistle. And that was in the New York Times and everywhere else. It's in my film, Martial Law. We also get a little bit into it in Endgame. But the issue is that later in the 30s, that came out in the McCormick-Dickstein Committee. But the average American doesn't even know, though I have the film reels shot at the time in there in the congressional hearings.
The more you dig, the worse it gets.
Well, thank God he played along with them for 6 months, and he was to lead a 500,000-man team. They were already federalizing the cities covertly, and Bush's granddaddy was one of the head honchos. It's just unbelievable. But see, he wasn't a German agent. People always say he's a... No. The German agents were their agents. People get this chain of command wrong. Well, I mean, the King of England had to advocate not over the lady he married. He was in Germany when the war started. He's 100% German. Edward VIII. In fact, guys, Google Edward VIII with Hitler, and you'll see him hiling Hitler. Pull it up. It'll be, well, there's a bunch of photos, but the most famous one is Hitler in his car, and the King of England is hiling Hitler to him. I can't make this. Kitty Kelly's book's about it. Okay, Bob, I want to hold you a little bit in the next hour. I should have asked you off air. You may have another interview coming up, but I want to start getting to this.
No, I'm free.
Okay, good,
I want to say one more thing, and that is the book, Hitler Born at Versailles, by Leon Degrelle. I knew Leon Degrelle very, very well. He was a good friend of mine, and he was the head of the Wallonian Division in the SS during the war. And he was one of the people who really filled me in on what went on. And I financed that book.
Amazing. So you've been not violating your national security letter, but leaking a bit out so people could learn about that. Well, listen, one of my grandfathers was a lease hound, just mid-level, working for the oil companies, out trying to get folks to lease their land to them in West Texas and New Mexico. And he said after World War II, there were more Germans in many of those towns than there were Americans. And they'd be in the bars and the steakhouses. And he said he'd see Germans he'd seen in newsreels just walking around with CIA people all over the place at these military bases, because that'd be the only place to go eat when you're out driving around the middle of nowhere in New Mexico or West Texas. And he was telling me about this stuff, and he wasn't in intelligence. You know, he'd just been in the Air Corps. So just Germans everywhere, and Germans all, and then my uncle lived in Guatemala. He told me about all the old Germans down there, and I mean, they're just Germans all over the place.
They were taken out on the rat line.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip. Okay, we got to shift gears now. There is Edward VIII with Adolf Alois Hitler, and that is right at the start of the war. Heil Hitler. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, the King of England, Heil Hitler. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into the global carbon tax. On record, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London say it's a world government tax to private banks. You'll even pay some of your taxes to Al Gore. He said, what's wrong with that in front of Congress 2 weeks ago? Here is Pat Buchanan, though, saying it, and people are now attacking him. This is Pat Buchanan as we analyze it from MSNBC. Here it is.
I'm joined now live from Washington by MSNBC political analyst Pat Buchanan. So with another good morning, Pat, we've got the president calling this new climate bill a jobs bill because he says it's going to create clean energy jobs. You have House Minority Leader John Boehner saying it's a tax bill. Why doesn't anyone want to call it a climate bill?
Well, because the science is suggesting that maybe all of this isn't really happening, or it's not really dangerous, or it's not really man-made. Barack Obama, the president, was right when he said we shouldn't be afraid of the future. That is how this bill got passed, through fear. We're all going to change. The climate's going to change. The oceans are going to rise. Our cities are going to be underwater. But more and more science is coming forward to say this is a hoax and a scam, which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector, and from the government of the United States to a world government, which is what we're going to get in Copenhagen when we get the Kyoto 2 agreement.
Okay, here come the emails. Anyway, Pat, you know, when the bill passed,
okay, that's
Republicans broke into a sort of
We've got links to it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, mainstream news articles, I've got dozens of them in my film, The Obama Deception, blow up. So the articles, they're saying world government. But then if we say we don't want world government, Bob, they say we're kooks and it doesn't exist.
Well, we just keep on telling the people and they'll catch on.
Absolutely. Folks, get The Obama Deception on DVD at InfoWars.com today. Get this, have viewing parties, show it to everybody. It shows you this guy is the closer. He's the closer for the globalists to bring us into bankruptcy so the private bankers can own our butts. Get The Obama Deception at InfoWars.com today.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All
canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have.
Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where we simulcast the radio show every day. Check it out. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members over there for supporting us at PrisonPlanet.tv. Bob will be with us 20 minutes to the next hour. Then I'm going to continue with open phones throughout the show. I know you've been holding John and Jack and Michael and Derry and Chris and many others. Your calls are coming up as we start the next hour in T-minus 5 minutes, 30 seconds. But Bob, cap and trade, I mean, they openly say that large portions of it will be paid to offshore banks who will set the global carbon tax. Other parts will be paid to Al Gore's private trading company. Enron came up with the idea 12 years ago. That's even a congressional testimony for this new level of pyramided derivatives. Is this an attempt to create a new derivatives bubble to set up these new carbon taxes? And how much can we pay? I mean, everything's already going bankrupt. The Democrats say it's only $2,800 to $2,500 per person. Now they're admitting home inspections will happen in the bill. I mean, this is worse than the Soviet Union. How are we going to pay money we don't have? And how are we going to pay money openly to that bastard criminal who claims he invented the Internet, Al Gore?
Well, first of all, the Russians have a good take on that. We ran an article out of Pravda, oh, I guess it was a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, which described exactly what you just said. What is this, the Soviet Union? I mean, don't these people in America get it? But anyway, look, the bottom line on the carbon tax is it's for international financing. The IMF, the UN, the World Bank, and then there's slush funds to enrich the illuminists who are involved in this. What is the bottom line? The bottom line is the American people, and eventually the people of the world, are all going to end up paying a 20% tax for this cap-and-trade kind of legislation. Now, the Obama administration would like to get a health plan passed, and where that
how'd
happen,
you guys?
Most
I
of
apologize. I just had some studio guys walking in, and I had my mic on. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
The health plan, most of it's going to be financed, and the American public doesn't know it yet, by a VAT, a value-added tax, a tax that goes on things and production and services at every stage, another 20%. So if you're in a 25% tax bracket and you pay the state 5%, which is 30, you pay your Social Security, that takes you up to 35, and then you get another 40% for these two items, you're in for 75%, not counting your real estate taxes, state sales taxes, and so on. And so you could be in as a low-level taxpayer. You could be in for 75 or 80% taxation. And this is what they're after. They want to enslave you.
Well, it's neo-serfdom. It's neo-feudalism. What is it, 234 years, 235 years since 1776? I mean, this is a land of the free, home of the brave. Now we have this total nanny state where they're saying you've got to have government insurance or we're going to fine you. We're going to inspect your house. We're going to shut down your factories. But China and Mexico don't have to follow this. I mean, they clearly, as the globalists have said, want to kill all our industry and make us all be on welfare so they can carry out their control freak eugenics on us.
That's correct. That's exactly what they want to do. And they want to bring America and Europe to their knees, and the rest of the world will follow them down. And there's more freedom in Europe and America probably than any place else, perhaps with the exception of Canada. And Canada exports 80% of what they make to the United States, so they're going to suffer as well. So that's what they're out, and this is why they have deliberately caused this. These people are not dumb.
No, they're monopoly men, and they don't even want a middle class that can challenge them. This is full-spectrum dominance. All right, the third hour's coming up in just a few seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this eve of our nation's founding against tyranny, we have confirmed that NORTHCOM and its main mission is to engage U.S. militias. Remember that case in the Midwest in Arcadia a few months ago where the National Guard was training to go house to house for gun confiscation drills? The Houston Chronicle yesterday reported the police are doing door-to-door, asking about guns, knock and talk. The New York Times reported that Homeland Security is funding the Boy Scouts to train to, quote, take on U.S. veterans and gun owners and kill them. Hitler Jugend. This is the News Tribune. Mainstream news. Guard units trained for militia attacks. The military and NORTHCOM admits in their Homeland Security report their main enemy is American patriots who were against the offshore banks taking over. If you're offshore criminal banks, they're going to give the people no quarter and bankrupt the entire society. What do you do? What do you do? You set up and brainwash the police and military against the people. We're going to go ahead and go to your calls, but I'm going to cover this in depth. Kurt Nemo's doing a story on it right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, call Watson. Tell him to go ahead and just get this up on Prison Planet. I know Kurt's writing an article. We just need to get the article up now. This is just massive. Where does it end, Bob Chapman?
It ends, unfortunately, in the streets. And as I've said on this program before, I think 90% of the military will refuse to act against the American citizen, fellow citizen. And I think that law enforcement will do the same thing. And maybe that's wishful thinking, but I think that's the way it will turn out. And I think that these people are going to be exposed for what they are, and courts will be set up, and they'll be tried, and they'll be sent away to jail, and their fortunes will be confiscated from their entire family. And some of them should be tried for treason.
Well, we're going to put on PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now the 14-year-olds with the machine guns training to take on vets, New York Times. And the first line of the article says they're training to take on disgruntled vets. Now, what does the Homeland Security report say? Disgruntled vets, gun owners. It's been for 2 years, mainstream news are training every police department to prepare for Iraq vets with IEDs to bomb you. What is it the feds are planning that's so bad that they know veterans are going to be bombing police? When I had the emergency management head on from Indiana, how the feds are preparing for mass graves and to harden all police centers. It's because you're the criminals. You work for the criminal bankers. I mean, Bob Chapman, this is getting incredible.
It is. And, you know, I put out some information just recently, about a month ago, and I said that, in general, that by the end of October, we should have events happening that could cause a bank holiday. And as far as I know, nobody else came up with that information. And I think it probably will be the dollar, which is going to go down and perhaps break through its support level on the USDX to 71.18. And I think that could trigger the possible devaluation of perhaps just the dollar and the pound, but maybe many other currencies. They may have another meeting, a conference like the Smithsonian in the early 70s and the Plaza Accords of 85. And what they might do is devalue all currencies against one another and default on a certain amount of debt, or perhaps all of it. And, of course, their solution is going to be a new world currency. And that's what they would like. And
they're openly saying that. Bob, we got a break. We're going to come back, blitz through calls, and I'm going to break down the latest. They're in the open saying they're going to use the U.S. military against the American people. This is high treason.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are taught by the architects of propaganda, the map makers of the mind, the spin doctors, that our liberty means an American flag and the Statue of Liberty. That America is about being able to have a mohawk if you want, or a crew cut. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's about not having a carbon tax and bureaucrats doing home inspections and shutting down all our factories and ranches. It's about not having an animal and premises ID written up by the big agribusinesses a few years ago, being forced on farmers and ranchers, where they got to have a $20 tag on a $5 chicken, but Tyson chicken is exempt. They don't have to have the tag on their chickens. They have one tag per giant building with tens of thousands of chickens. It's meant to bankrupt the small farms and ranches, harass you, come on your property. They're SWAT-teaming Amish selling milk to themselves and butter. They're SWAT-teaming in the news people selling farm-raised eggs on the side of the highway, watermelons. They're SWAT-teaming people that sell their neighbor's milk. I mean, this is in the news every week. SWAT teams come in and bust in. They're making living on the land, not being dependent in some compact control grid city. They're making that terrorism. And they're training the police and military that gun owners, veterans, and conservatives are terrorists. We're the folks that broke the Mayak report. We're the folks that broke the DHS report. And now it's in mainstream news. They're training the U.S. military to take on conservative gun owners. The whole NORTHCOM anti-terror, anti-Al-Qaeda system that conservatives thought was for Al-Qaeda is for you. And the Army Times admits that. Number one threat, gun-owning Americans. There have been big new developments on that front, and that's coming up after Bob Chapman leaves us. Right now, let's go to calls with Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. John in Ohio, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Bob. Hello, Alex. Alex, first-time caller, and I've studied your stuff for a while, and I got to say, I had started paying attention to stuff like this, listening to Mark Kornke of the Michigan Militia and other guys back in the late 90s, and it's a real eye-opener, and you've done a great job, I think, opening our eyes on a lot of these things. But what I wanted to ask you about and ask Bob about is the idea of mind control. Now, I know one thing that the communists said years ago. Of course, we know the communists are funded by the globalists. If you control the language that a people speak, you can control their minds.
And they've been dumbing the language down. They've been reducing it. A lot of the public really can't even hardly talk. They just kind of grunt now. And that's why the feds always increase the public education funding, because public education is a great success. It's meant to dumb them down. The war on drugs is a great success. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine, from a couple hundred thousand in prison to over 4 million in prison. The whole society collapsing, trillions laundered to the banks in the last decade. It's a great success. The war on terror is meant to take all our liberties and freedoms. Great success. The war on illiteracy, great success. Dumb people down. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Bob a little bit about the Kennedy conspiracy. I was watching this morning. They had that, of course, that hatchet piece that Mr. Jennings did before he passed away, the JFK Beyond the Conspiracy on ABC, where they claimed they could simulate exactly with the films how all of this happened. And I noticed during the whole thing, and then there was another documentary on Abraham Lincoln, they used very specific words, you know, to kind of like, well, Robert Dalek, the famous historian, says, well, people just can't accept that life is very random and things happen, and conspiracies make them feel emotionally better. And, you know, I notice that they do that. They speak in tones, you know, and they try to, and it is a way to kind of lull you to sleep.
Bob?
Propaganda is one of the greatest tools of government. That was proven during the 1930s, not only in Germany, but in the United States, and to some extent in Japan. And, of course, it's evolved from American advertising through the years. And now you have people who are on the air who give you 95% of the proof and truth. And then the other 5% is either misdirection, misinformation, or it's pure propaganda and mind control. And there's a number of people doing this. And it's hard
John,
to prove that they are doing it, but, you know them by what they do.
John, I appreciate your call. Look, I had the Wall Street Journal here doing a big profile on me. It's a 1,300-word front section profile. Pretty scary, actually, getting that kind of attention. And it's always the same question. And she admitted that's what the university professors she goes to interview always say. They need to simplify the world and imagine someone's in control. It's too scary to know that 19 guys from a cave did this. So they make it up. No, it's much scarier to know there's a global empire. We have thousands of their own documents. They're openly announcing their world empire. And I had Psychology Today calling me up for a big cover story. And I would say, is there a world government? Are they announcing it on the news? And the guy would just say, what happened in your childhood that makes you believe this? And I said, it's in Newsweek called New World Order, saying it's a global bank to rule the United States and knock our heads when we're bad. That's a quote. And they're open. I mean, I made a film 2 years ago called Endgame talking about the carbon tax and how it was a tax. And people say I'm a conspiracy theorist as they announce it's a tax. I mean, it's a mind game they play. And a lot of people don't respect themselves, so it works on them. You didn't read an article, Alex, that said New World Order was a global government. Nobody's saying New World Order, Alex. Now, don't be a kook like Pat Buchanan. I saw Scarborough making fun of Buchanan the other day on TV. I saw a clip. Oh, yeah, Buchanan says it's a world government. Ha ha. You know, that clip we played last hour. They're openly announcing world government and then laughing at us when we go, look, we don't want your world tax. They go, there's no such thing as a carbon tax. We just passed it in the House. It's a mind game. And I guess it works. It's like a Jedi mind trick on these idiots. But I'm like Jabba the Hutt, folks. It doesn't work on me. Ho, 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 teeny Jedi. I mean, what? These flim-flam scammers, as they openly set up Bank of the World to rule us and turn loose all their bureaucrats on us, they say it doesn't exist. Bob, how do you get the chicken neck, cowardly public out there? I don't mean the whole public, but those that can't understand this is real. What do we do about them? Just move on? Triage?
We have to continue to put out the information that we are until their bellies are empty. And that's what's going to make them move. They lose their home, they lose their cars, they lose their job, and they're living under a bridge with a trolley from the supermarket. And all their worldly goods are in there, and they're wondering where the next meal is going to come from. And that's when half of the population in America will act.
And then the police are going to mow them down.
Nature.
And the police are probably going to mow down their own grandmother in the crowd. But it won't matter. They'll be wearing the black uniform, and they'll have American flags on their cars as they burn the Bill of Rights. I love America. Come on, police and military, wake up. Let's take another call, because you're going to be used to carry out this tyranny. We're not saying you're the enemy, but the enemy's using you. You're taking orders from the offshore banks, period. It's a fact. Congress admits it. In fact, Google for folks, top Democrat says bankers run Congress, and you'll find 20 articles or so, because all these top leaders, Republican and Democrat, the leader of the Senate, the leader of the House, have said, yeah, foreign banks run us. It's our new masters. Yeah, we're taking over with continuity of government. We're preparing to fight with the American people. We know they're not going to want it, but we're owned now by foreign banks through fraud. It's illegitimate. Jack in South Carolina, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Just want to wish y'all a happy pre-4th of July. And got really two questions. First one's for Bob. How do we change this country in a peaceful way when we cannot trust the voting machines? What's to keep the NWO from rigging the voting machines?
They've been caught rigging them everywhere. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But how do we do that, Bob?
Yeah, well, obviously, that is impossible if they're going to continue to be allowed to rig them. So maybe that avenue is no longer open to us. We're going to find something out about that when finally we get this 1207 Ron Paul, let's investigate the Fed bill out of committee, if we can get it out of committee. Bonnie Frank, that famous American citizen. And incidentally, I get some real good stuff on him and some others in this issue coming out tomorrow. But I want you to go and get a free copy so you can read it for yourself. But Barney Frank and Nancy Pelosi are holding that captive right now. And as Alex said, they have some 255 sponsors. There's a lot of heat being generated by constituents on people in Congress. And maybe that's the way we have to approach this. Is if we can't control who's going to go in there, let's terrify them
exactly
once they get there. And
exactly. Why do we have offshore banks saying we can't audit them? Go ahead.
This offshore thing, you know, American citizens, if they have an offshore account, have to declare it. And, of course, you go on a great list if you do have one and declare it. But all of the wealthy, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, they all have offshore accounts, and they all hide their money. But nothing ever happens to them.
Yeah, all they're doing with this is raiding the middle class's accounts for themselves. Anything else, caller?
Yes, sir. I worry about you, Alex, because I worry about them, the black ops running some brainwashed stooge into a public place and opening up on innocent people.
They're going to do it. You've got to let everybody know they're going to do it and show people how they've been caught in the past doing it. And that's why they're gearing up the military to use them against us. And I've always said for over a decade, then they'll start staging mass shootings and saying it's gun owners and militia people. And if you don't give your farm or ranch up when the bureaucrats come to take it, they're going to blow your house up and say you were an Al-Qaeda militia. I mean, all the mainstream TV says white Al-Qaeda is everywhere and people that talk about the Bill of Rights really work for Al-Qaeda. And there's a bunch of idiots that'll believe that. The average American will take the Bill of Rights out and burn it if they tell them Al-Qaeda wrote it. I'm surprised they don't teach kids in school that Al-Qaeda wrote the Bill of Rights. We'll be right back after this quick break. A few final calls for Bob Chapman, then I'm going to break down the U.S. military publicly preparing to wage war against the American people. Because on this 4th of July, it's not our military anymore. It's been taken over by offshore banks publicly.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Big news blitz coming up in the next segment. I'm going to break down the U.S. military trying to take on the American people. That is treason, violation of posse comitatus. The troops take the people on in Mexico. They do in the Soviet Union. They do in communist China. That's not freedom. That's not the spirit of 1776 on this day before July 4th. Guard units trained for militia attacks. So we'll break all that down coming up. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Michael in Australia. Thanks for holding, Michael. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, look, just picking up where you left off there about the military. Look, if they're going to be disloyal to the American people, once they're finished doing what they have to do, they're not going to be wanted anymore because they can't be trusted.
In fact, that happens 100% of the time, and I forgot we had a caller from Australia. I would have gone to you early. Hold on, Michael. Let's get Bob's take on that, and you can have a comment back. I appreciate you calling. Yeah, in the Soviet Union and Russia, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro with Caesar, anytime these guys grab power, what's the next thing they do, Bob?
They usually get all of the people who they think are a threat, round them up, and either put them in camps or they liquidate them.
And that's what these Homeland Security reports say. They say the veterans are the number one threat. So they use the vets against the people. They use the troops against the people. And then when they're done, the SWAT team kills them. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's what they think they'd like to do. And I don't think it's going to quite work out that way because people who are in law enforcement and in the American military all over the world are listening to these broadcasts. And my publication is going to embassies, the State Department. It's the most copied publication in the world. It's all over Washington, every issue. And also, I have subscribers who are in the military in both Afghanistan and in Iraq. And I've told them, make sure everybody in the theater sees the publication.
And so doesn't
my
Bob?
Publication's going all over the place.
And that's the International Forecaster. People get a free copy of the internationalforecaster.com. Doesn't the system know, just like my films are all over the world, don't they know that by carrying out the tyranny, they're just validating everything you and I and countless others have been documenting was going to happen?
Yes, and they don't care because they think we're just a couple of rogues and they can easily dismiss us or liquidate us or whatever. And, if there wasn't any opposition, they'd create it. And so here's you and I and a handful of other people who are telling people the truth. And they say, so what? They're not going to penetrate enough to make a difference. Well, they're wrong.
Yeah,
we
they
are going to make a difference.
They think the American people are stupid and broke back. And I'm telling you, they're not. They're going to wake up. Okay, Australia, go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Michael.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to bring up the swine flu. You mentioned earlier that the UK was hyping this up. One death and suddenly it's a national crisis. We're right in the middle of our winter, as you're probably aware, and we've had 10 deaths from the swine flu.
They've got whole cities locked down, They're talking about forced inoculations. Tell us what's happening there in the land down under.
Nothing's happening here. I mean, the government basically said this is not a big deal. There's no vaccination, so there's no way there can be forced vaccination at the moment. But as I said, it's not a big deal. It's actually probably one of the quietest flu seasons we've had. So this whole idea that this particular H1N1 is a problem and that it needs to be dealt with when it turns around to your autumn or fall into your winter, it's just a total setup. It's so obvious because H1N1 is not a very deadly flu. But they're hyping it
Absolutely. They're hyping the vaccine. And just like with the smallpox shot in 2003, they tried to give first responders the shot, but so many died they had to stop. And Tommy Thompson, the Health and Human Service Secretary, refused to take it. Good to hear from you there in Australia. Good day, sir. Please continue to spread the word about the transmission. We love the folks there in Australia. Bob Chapman, thanks for spending an hour and 20-plus minutes with us today. God willing, we'll see you back for an hour with us next Friday. Folks can go to theinternationalforecaster.com and get a free copy of the latest newsletter that comes out twice a week. And tomorrow is Saturday, folks, so request that by email there, and folks will get it. Bob, thanks for your great info. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome, and I'm looking forward to it.
Take care, Bob. Okay, I'm going to break. I'm going to come back and get into the latest news of the U.S. military through NORTHCOM training to take on the American people on this July 4th, and your phone calls and a big news blitz and a historian and researcher, amazing info coming up in the final hour. We got an hour and a half left, jam-packed. We are live July 3rd, 2009. I listen to talk radio. It's almost all rebroadcast. Where is everybody? This is crazy. We should be on the air the day before July 4th, defending liberty, resisting tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
More of your calls are coming up, and you know, I start hyperventilating. I start getting upset because I take what's happening in this country very, very seriously. They have passed the House, the hate crimes bill. We have a story titled Thought Crimes Bill Threatens Talk Radio. It has a subsection in S-909 that says if you hurt anyone's feelings, you'll be federally arrested. They need not even file a complaint. The feds will come out, no habeas corpus, and say you hurt someone's feelings. The Cyberbullying Act has the exact same language. In fact, here's ABC News, anti-cyberbullying legislation, threat to free speech. This is not just us here that are saying this. So we're going to talk about that with Kurt Nemo in a moment because he's a writer for Infowars.com. He's the head editor at Infowars.com. He's formerly written for big newspapers and TV stations, but he works on the team. And I wanted him to go over that because he's been all over it. This is all really happening. The cap and trade socialist takeover every facet of your life. That's really happening. The blanket total amnesty to legalize all the illegals, 20 plus million, including felons. That's happening. Same stuff Bush tried. Obama says he can do it. He's got the whole House and Senate. He's got a supermajority. 60 filibuster proof in the Senate with Franken getting in there. Al Franken. The open borders, the socialist health care, government health care, the gun control, the cap and trade, giving the Federal Reserve unlimited power over all finance, all business, from a taco or hot dog stand to a football stadium. Everything. That's in that bill. It's all passing, all racing, all happening. This is it. They're making their move. Offshore banks are seizing the entire economy. We're going from free market to crony capitalism. Robber barons, robber class. Now, if you're a new listener to this show, because I know we've gotten like five new affiliates the last 2 weeks alone. We're on XM now on the weekend. They re-air the Friday show on Saturday evening there. We're very thankful to all that. The point is, this show's got a lot of new listeners, over 80 affiliates now. The issue is, for new listeners, in China, in Russia, in Nazi Germany, in Venezuela, in Mexico, everywhere else is a tyranny. Liberty is incredibly rare. You never have troops on the streets. You never have people being arrested without warrants in a free society. You never have a big federal government in a free society. That's what the 4th of July is about. We're going to get into that next hour, the history of it. It is not about just having a Chinese flag, an American flag made in China by slaves. By the way, they make the kids half the day in China in government school that you have to go to by law. They go work at a fireworks factory or a water hose factory or a factory making lawn equipment or a factory making furniture. That's what Mrs. Obama is going around doing, showing the kids working 2-3 hours a day of school, planting gardens in service. Compulsory service bills are racing through for not just people 18 and older, everybody. And you've got to plant and grow the crops and give it to the government. That's the Soviet Union would make you, on top of your government job, come out 5, 10, 15 hours a week and fix your sewage leak, dig ditches, break rocks. Folks, this is called slavery. And the big banks, as Carol Quigley at Georgetown wrote, Bill Clinton's mentors, they run communism and socialism and fascism. They want vertical integration, consolidation. It's really happening. And it's all documented at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, with all of that happening, and this forced dependency, and the free market being bankrupted by design to drive us into submission, with all of this happening right now, and the fake neocon talk show host not talking about it, or acting like it's just liberals doing it, when both parties are run by the same people. With all of this going on, remember Arcadia, the Daily Times Herald reported, and it made national news because we got on it and covered it? Remember that? Remember what happened? We had the colonel on the air. They announced in the news, oh, we're going to go door to door and ask citizens to let us search their gun closets and to look at their guns. And then I had the Houston Chronicle, where the feds knock on your door. The local police do it all over the country, from Chicago to Phoenix to Dallas. You can just say knock and talk. It's called knock and talk. It's a federal program federalizing your local police. They're already federalized. They come and knock, knock. Can we look at your guns? In Boston and D.C., they say, oh, we're just here to see if your kids have illegal guns. Mind if we come in? If you say no, they go ahead and force their way in. End of America, getting everybody used to gun confiscation. They have the gun buybacks for the $100 discount card if you turn your gun in. All the images on the news of guns being turned in. They have bills to allow the attorney general to ban all guns he wishes, any guns, all guns if he'd like. Now, you see, the new greenhouse gas tax, the new carbon tax just says these 30-plus government agencies can do whatever they want and regulate any carbon they want. See, It's now imperial power. Oh, the attorney general can ban any guns he wants. That bill's introduced. Oh, if you're on a no-fly list, no judge, no jury, you're not arrested, no fly, no buys, the name of the law, racing through the house, it says then we just magically put millions of Americans on a list where you can't own guns, and then they come and arrest you and SWAT team you and say, well, you didn't know you were on the list, but we see you as dangerous. We're going to go ahead and take your guns. That's Kafkaesque. That's right out of the Soviet Union or East Germany. It's happening. No judge, no jury. You're not told why you're being arrested. You're not allowed to get off the list. You're not told why you're on the list. This is 1984 on steroids. The feds with their new Clean Water Restoration Act. Any above or below groundwater, any pools, any rainwater, 100% federalization of all land in the U.S., racing through the Senate, already left committee, probably going to pass. Just nightmares untold. Animal ID, premises ID, already passed, already being enforced, shutting down farms and ranches, bureaucrats harassing, hellish control. NORTHCOM, we told you this years ago, went to urban warfare drills when Clinton was in office. Then Bush, Army, Navy, Marines, training with foreign troops. And now in this national level exercise 09, FEMA's own website, I covered it yesterday. In fact, people won't believe me. Print me National Level Exercise 09 from FEMA, where it says all the foreign troops. I want that on screen. I want PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the radio listeners out there listening to go Google the exact. This is the government's own site, foreign troops training to take us on. But back in 99, I'd go to an urban warfare drill. If you're tuning in thinking I'm weird because I'm excited about this, you're only supposed to get excited about NASCAR or football and yell and scream. I'm excited about 1776 and our precious republic that's been paid for with so much blood. We're going to document that next hour with a historian. This is, I have a family here. My family's been here on the Mayflower. My family were signers of the Mayflower Compact, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, two of my ancestors, direct ancestors. I bleed red, white, and blue. Yeah, print that for me. There it is on screen. National level exercise. And right there it says foreign troops. Right there. Third paragraph. Ladies and gentlemen. And it says to suppress U.S. terrorists. I remember reading the Toronto Star and the Mexico City newspapers 7-8 years ago where it would say, oh, we signed a deal to use Mexican and Canadian troops inside the U.S., but it would never be in the U.S. So I'd go to these drills even before that, and I'd witness foreign troops with a role player screaming, I'm an American. And they'd say, where'd you get the gun? I'm from San Francisco. What militia are you with? I have videotaped, it's in my film Police State 2000, troops training to take your guns. Period. Now, here we are 10, 11 years later, and it's time you stop living in denial. Now, it was in the Daily Times Herald, Butch Heeman, and it was in a bunch of other articles where they said they were going to go door to door doing gun confiscations, telling people, please let us in and look at your guns. Okay, there's the article. Now, here is the News Tribune out of Missouri, Camp Crowder, Missouri. And it says, guard units trained for militia attacks. Now, put up on screen the New York Times. And you can go through the photos. Look at these. These are kids. And it says, in this New York Times article, you scroll through right there where it says 1 through 14. It says right here in the article that they are training to take on disgruntled vets. And in the article, it describes them killing veterans. Then the DHS report we broke says veterans are the number one threat and Homeland Security set up for you. Last year, DHS Homeland Security Army Times says we're going to use regular army against the American people. Then they have acclimation. They start putting local military liaison officers in every major department. Just Google the name of your town or your city and local military liaison officers in your intelligence unit spying on the citizens. You can't make this up. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. There are the kids practicing killing veterans on your screen. You cannot make this up. And then here it is. The long hours, the blistering heat, and of course consistently having to come up with new ways of harassing the Missouri National Guard training in the area. Such was the case for several members of the headquarters attachment of the 229th Malfunctional Medical Battalion, Multifunctional Medical Battalion. And it goes on to say they practiced taking on militias who were trying to kill the troops. Let's bring up Kurt Nemo, who's writing a big article on this, writer for InfoWars.com. Kurt, I mean, this is really happening. And then they go, oh, all over the country. In fact, pull this up for people on screen. Marines at checkpoints with State Police, California. And we can show you the CHIPS press release, armed Marines pulling citizens in Central California out of their cars with firearms with breathalyzers. And in Austin, they pull you out with these blank warrants, these fake warrants, and suck your blood for DNA testing and all this crap. And now the media admits from birth for 36 years, everybody who's born had their blood taken and put in the Cold Springs Harbor eugenics lab for the IBM human genome for race-specific bioweapons. That's now mainstream news. The government's totally rogue, totally criminal. They do whatever they want, and I'm the same normal person. There it is. U.S. Marines running California checkpoints. Current.com. That's the local newspaper. And, the newspaper saw Marines out with their weapons. This is America. And then they said, oh, the Army and the Army Times is going to help at car wrecks and fight DWI. You're not for car wrecks, are you? The Army needs to help with the jaws of life. It's PR, getting the troops used to it, the public used to it. But this says guard units training for the American people to attack them. This is mainstream news. Kurt Nemo, tell us what's happening.
Well, as you pointed out, the News Tribune published an article on June 30th indicating that the National Guard out of Camp Crowder is setting up simulated attack on their troops. Actually, what it is a medical attachment to, as you noted, a medical attachment to the National Guard. What's interesting about this is they say that the simulated attacks came on checkpoints set up by the National Guard, which is very interesting.
Okay, continue to break that down. Go over this article.
Well, they basically said, it's interesting, this article is written by Celis Allen, who's attached to the military. The writer's got a U.S. Army military email address on the article. So this article was put in a local newspaper in Missouri.
Which is what the Cybersecurity Command in San Antonio says. They're now going to engage in counter-terrorist propaganda, just like they do in Iraq, against us, preparing for the American people to attack the Army at checkpoints. So what that means is when the Army's checking your national ID, pulling you out, sticking you in trucks to take you to FEMA camps, as they publicly drill to do, that's the civilian inmate labor camp program at army.mil. If anybody fights back, it'll be on the news, terrorist attack military today. Exactly. It'll really be a family not letting them take their kids and put them in a FEMA bus.
Just like in Baghdad, it's exactly the same thing.
Just like Fallujah. Please continue.
So what's going to happen here is I predict that these are going to be increasingly common, these brainwashing and training the National Guard to have these simulated wars with so-called insurgents, as they're called in the articles, and militants, as they're called in the article. As you mentioned, the DHS has conflated white supremacist and militia with constitutionalists and supporters around Paul and Chuck Baldwin That's the terrorists. That's the militants, or the constitutionalists and the patriots.
Well, this is in the California papers. It's everywhere. This is in Missouri, and this is where the Myack report came out saying, Ron Paul Sticker, go ahead and arrest him. It doesn't matter if we have the lieutenant governor have it removed and people get in trouble. They're going to continue this. And I remember an Austin American Statesman article about the new Green Jobs Corps and how they're going out and assessing what the carbon taxes should be on, because they know the bill gives them unlimited power, and it's run by a Army psych warfare expert who helped set up the control grid in Afghanistan. So they have spooks openly going to rule us. I mean, these guys are going for broke, man.
Yeah.
They are going for broke here, Kurt.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens once they set up the checkpoints. They expect the checkpoints to be attacked. I mean, obviously, if things get really bad when the economy goes down, they're going to have people probably will attack these checkpoints.
Well, see, because they're going to shut down the highways. I mean, the Army admits this, and this is in the training I'm showing people real video where the Marines and I actually searched highways and real citizens in Swansboro in 2000. I mean, they show up at these, quote, same thing was happening in Arcadia in Iowa. They go to people's, listen, our camera guys in Hebron, Maryland, the Marines came over and pointed guns at them and said, turn your cameras off, and they were practicing taking over the city hall. Right. That's what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says, is that the main thing is to take over the states. I mean, this is high treason in front of everyone. They've been training them for decades, but now it looks like it's, yeah, here they are in Hebron patrolling at night, and then they went and complained that we were videoing, so the troops walk up, point a heavy at us and say, look, and they had the police backing them up, and they said, you don't tape in America. You know, land of the coward, home of the slave. I can't believe this. I have police in the news tasering a Waffle House employee for fun, and the police are defending it and say, we're now going to taser you just for fun.
Alex, I wanted to mention another aspect of this article is one of the role players for the so-called insurgents was, after he was arrested or captured, he spoke in broken English. That's very interesting they would put that in there, because there was this report a couple of weeks ago where this so-called leader of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda said that they were going to team up with white supremacists in the United States and attack America.
Well, yeah, this is the white Al-Qaeda. We told people 7 years ago, they're going to first get you to give up your rights to only hurt the brown people, the Taliban. And then the whole thing's really set up for the good old boys.
Exactly.
Because it's the land-grabbing ponytail brigade that runs all this. You're the real target, fools. Well, look, the farmers and ranchers have got to be hit by them to know. And then they'll fight back, and they're going to be called terrorists. But no, this is so when you're at a checkpoint, your kids are going in one truck with a pedophile CPS, and you're going to another camp in the civilian inmate labor camp program. In fact, Google that. Civilian inmate labor camp program. Well, first show on that article, domestic militarization comes to San Bernardino County. It has direct links to the Highway Patrol's own press release. Then this later got picked up by the local newspaper in San Bernardino. I mean, Kurt, this is really happening. And then now they have the Army writing in local papers going, be calm, we're in control. We're the U.S. Army. We're here locally to fight the militia, Al-Qaeda. And when none of this is even going on, which means they're going to stage events very soon. We've been saying that. Now look at Von Braun, look at Poplawski, look at others. It's incredible, isn't it, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, and they intimate in this article that the veterans will be with them as well.
Oh, so it's saying that oh, by the way, we're not against the veterans. They're going to be helping us. It says that?
No, it says they'll be using smoke grenades and other explosive improvised devices, you know, indicating that the military will be involved in this.
Oh, of course the military's got to kill us. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Folks, the majority of training for the military and the military police now is to take on the American people. This is high treason. Offshore banks have seized the United States. Going back at least 10 years at Kentucky Derby, they have regular army there searching citizens. Then in my film Martial Law, we got video and photos from high school football games with the army there searching children, and then the State Guard and National Guard from Alabama to Tennessee. Then a few months ago, we had the state rep on and the governor's statement. The Army and the Air Force and the BATF were doing mock gun confiscation drills, shutting down major Tennessee highways, searching cars. The governor said don't do it again. That weekend, the Army went ahead and did it. In fact, Google that for viewers. Let's put that on screen for people. I could just go on with hundreds of examples. Military runs checkpoints in Tennessee and show people the photos from the local papers. Now, I'm sitting down at a restaurant at Waterloo Ice House with my wife and children, the TV's on, and it's the Kentucky Derby a month ago. We're not really paying attention. The horses just won. I'm biting into the food. I look up, and there are troops running out on the field, tackling citizens that always jump off and run out. They didn't have police do it, and they had 45s out. This is all illegal, and they're to acclimate you to accept it. Kurt Nemo, do people realize that this is really happening and they're training to kill veterans?
I don't even think most people even realize this. I mean, if you look at the newspaper in the last couple of days, in California on the 4th of July, they're going to take some attack helicopters and fly them up and down the coast during celebrations just to get people acclimated to having the military there.
Remember the Alabama shooting when they had the troops show up and lock the city down hours after it was open? We announced it and people didn't believe us. And then later there was an army investigation.
Well, the Associated Press, you know, they published a photo of it, but that was it. They didn't cover it in the media at all. Incidentally, Alex, you know, in regard to that Tennessee thing, it wasn't just the military. It was also the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, a bunch of federal agencies. They were all participating in that checkpoint.
Yeah, it said 35 agencies.
Right.
I mean, we got photos of like a whole highway shut down for miles and troops walking around. Yeah, we rule, baby. It's Baghdad, bitch. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, this is treason. The 4th of July is 180 degrees from this for all of you out there that don't understand what America's all about. Kurt, does this make you sick like it makes me sick?
No, it's disgusting. But what's really disgusting is this is not being covered by the media at all. You know, you got to pick up on local newspapers in Missouri and Tennessee to get these tips on what's really going on. It's done under the cover of you know, the darkness. They don't let us know about it.
They're also announcing on the 4th of July all over the country checkpoints with the police and military. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, in California, they're going to set up a checkpoint to make sure people don't take their fireworks into the countryside.
And it says it gives them a bunch of years in prison now for it.
Yep, it's really severe. You know, Alex, in this article that's in this Missouri newspaper, the last couple paragraphs are interesting. They say that they're trying to make these simulated attacks as realistic as possible, and that in a real situation, the military police would be there along with the regular soldiers. So in essence, what they're saying is that this is going to happen. They're training the soldiers that citizens are going to attack checkpoints, and they're getting them ready for it.
And why do the soldiers think that the American people who are in a coma would finally get up and fight you?
God only knows.
It'll be your family too, guys. Doesn't matter. Most of the military is illegal aliens and felons now. You know, that's admitted, Kurt.
Well, like you said, I mean, you know, they're going to set up checkpoints. They're going to have this phony pandemic here in the fall. And they're going to lock down cities and put up checkpoints. And that's what these National Guard are going to be there for.
And then probably it won't be a big deal. The pandemic won't be a big deal. And they'll say, see, the Army running things saved you. And the precedent is set. Where'd Alex go? Oh, the Army was here. Oh, that's normal. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave is all about. Having secret police troops. Unbelievable, Kurt Nemo. Stay there. Let's do five more minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Segment. Kurt Nemo runs InfoWars.com. He's joining us. National Level Exercise 2009 NLE, Homeland Security FEMA, with troops and personnel from Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and other countries in NLE 09. Kurt reported yesterday from a Pentagon press release the Israeli anti-terror forces are helping run that operation as well. So, Kurt Nemo, I mean, this is really happening. This is really going on. They're really running acclimation with troops everywhere, running checkpoints, PR, running jaws of life, Army helicopters landed, car wrecks now. Oh, we're just the Army. You know, it's all part of getting the troops feeling good about helping the citizens, getting the police used to it. Oh, it's the Army. That's kind of like when the police and the sheriff's department work together on the county line. Yeah, boy. And it's, oh, foreign troops are here helping. After all, the biggest recruiting centers are now in Ukraine, Mexico City, and Manila, Philippines. Hiring felons, illegal aliens. The whole military is basically foreigners now. I mean, this is hellish, Kurt. And they openly train everywhere with the youth brigades and with the troops to take on veterans and gun owners. My God, Kurt, do you think they're planning to go ahead and just start a civil war? They're going to start hunting patriots down and forcing us to fight them?
Well, we know history tells us that's precisely what they're going to do. There's no national domestic terror threat in this country. The only threat is the government, and they will set up false flag situations to do this so they can consolidate their power.
Continue, Kurt.
You know, it's interesting. You see these little bits of news here and there on Memorial Day. The Marines used a helicopter to land in Staten Island in a park. And it's interesting to note that the citizens sat there and oohed, nod, and clapped their hands as these soldiers jumped out in full battle gear and, you know, and act like they were attacking, you know, Fallujah or something. It's insane.
Ooh, I just forgot. Whatever the big paper is in Fort Benning, Georgia, in that town, there were two big articles. MSNBC covered it, too. In the year 2000, two special forces officers got killed, or special forces trainees, because they jumped out on police at road stops and tried to disarm the police, and the military thought that it was a real attack. So they've even gotten killed doing this.
Yeah, it's like friendly fire. It happens. I mean, if they don't tell them what's going on, that's what's going to happen.
The other one was 98 in Miami. Delta Force fired into a restaurant, into tables people were eating at. In Houston, in 98, Delta Force crashed helicopters in a drill. Maybe you should add that. When's your big report on this coming out at InfoWars.com?
Well, I'll get back to work on it after I get off the phone with you, about an hour or so.
Okay, and you've already got this article linked. Folks want to find it. Guard units trained for militia attacks. I've been kind of frothing and interrupting. In the 1 minute left, we've got anything else?
No, that's about it. It's just people need to, around the country, it's interesting we got this tip from an InfoWars reader. So they need, if folks are seeing this kind of behavior or finding local press articles, they need to send them to us because we need to cover this more in depth.
Well, I mean, I see articles every day sent to me by listeners where every police department has regular Army and Marines in their offices. CIA setting up local offices, the news reports. I mean, they are taking over, Kurt.
Well, the CIA's been doing that since the 90s. That's fully integrated now. There's CIA in police stations, and so are the FBI. So they have that integrated already.
There's also the article where state police all over are announcing they're fully federalized, like in Arizona.
Right.
And then every time we get a governor or state reps try to declare state sovereignty, the state police show up and start threatening them and following them, like in Oklahoma.
We also covered the fact that local police agencies are getting grenade launchers and automatic weapons from the Department of Homeland Security.
God, they work for the foreign bankers. They're rolling this country. They are just taking us over hardcore. I mean, this is it. This is total occupation, total destruction, total takeover of the republic. It's really happening. Police and military wake up. Citizens wake up. Say no. Thanks, Kurt Nemo at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Innerfood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Innerfood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yep. this morning, and we had Bob Chapman on the schedule, but I wanted to just have open phones today and talk about the founding of our country, the sacrifice our founders made, how what the federal government is doing today is 180 degrees the opposite of what this country was set up to do. The things going on today are the opposite of liberty and freedom. We're being made to be domesticated, enslaved, cowardly creatures. And the globalists are a bunch of eugenicist control freaks that run the planetary government. And I heard somebody who I've read one of his books, meant to have him on in the past, never did it, Bill Federer with AmericanMinute.com. And I heard him, and I told my producer, try to get him. Well, he's with family, day before 4th of July, via cell phone from his car, but he's with us for the rest of the hour, and we're honored to have him, because I heard him on Derry Brownfield here on the network, extremely powerful, and I've probably read more than 100 books on the Revolutionary War, the founders. I've done stuff like watch the HBO special, John Adams. You know, I mean, I'm really into it. I know a lot of you are as well, but he really breaks down the starving ships, the slave ships, the concentration camps, the tyranny, the way we treated the British, the way they treated us. What the Declaration of Independence is all about, what our founding documents are really all about. On the 4th, this is what we should be remembering, not, oh, the 4th means I eat a bunch of hamburgers, drink beer, and wave an American flag made by Chinese slaves, and I don't fight back against the carbon tax, I don't fight back against the federalization, I don't fight back against troops openly training domestically to set up martial law in the United States. So we're going to Bill Federer in just one moment. First, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made this show possible today. One of them is the Ecola Blue, the fabulous atmospheric water generator that grabs up to 7.5 gallons of water a day out of the atmosphere. No fluoride, no poisons, no nothing. Then it goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and a UV and carbon filter. Just find out more at ecoloblue.com, ecolablue.com, big banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com as well, or you can call and get a free brochure concerning the Ecola Blue and the other great line of products like solar panels to run it if you want to be off the grid, so many other systems and some of the discounts they have for listeners. EcolaBlue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. And lastly, of our sponsors, the premier, better than law enforcement or military training. A lot of law enforcement and military go there to tune up before they go to war or go on operations. This is the place, frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com, FRONTSIGHT.com. In these troubled times, it's not enough to just go have record gun sales and ammo sales. It's important to really know how to use a firearm. Even if you think you're a good shot, you need to go get frontsight training. And they've got a deal where when you go, they've got online training and a lot of free stuff there in the free newsletter. Be sure and sign up for that at frontsight.com. But they have a deal where if you go do their basic training course, it's just 5 days, you get a 30-day state concealed weapons permit. It's 75% off, and you get a free Springfield Army XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Frontsight.com. Find out about the free gun at frontsight.com. And then don't forget my online video bookstore at Infowars.com for all the books and films that I carry and the books and films that I've written and produced. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can watch the live TV show simulcast of the radio show. Download all my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, a lot of other special reports we've done. 5+ years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv. So check that out today. Okay, I'm wound up, folks, because I just covered the U.S. military openly training to take on American gun owners. And I showed you the New York Times and other mainstream news showing youth brigades being trained for gun confiscation. That's not me. That's the New York Times saying it's good. The New York Times also reporting tattletale squads. The kids are being trained to write reports on their parents. Taking a hot bath is a carbon crime. In fact, Google for folks, climate cops. I want people to see the red and black uniforms in England and the United States. We showed you this a year ago. Now they actually wear red and black uniforms. I mean, it's like I've woken up in the Twilight Zone. This is really happening. Soviet-style takeover is now happening. But AmericanMinute.com, Bill is just an amazing person. Bill Federer, William J. Federer, is a nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of the AmeriSearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage, the most noble. You can count on one hand the free societies, and we're the best. television and former U.S. congressional candidate. Bill has appeared on C-SPAN, Fox, Hannity and Combs, Rally Factor, NPR, MSNBC, on and on and on, 700 Club. And he's just an amazing person. So I'm going to try to sit back, take a few calls at the end for him at 1-800-259-9231. But I'm wound up like a cheap clock here with the news I just covered. Sir, I heard you on Brownfield from a taped interview because Derry was off today, really laying out the history. I know, but you said it so well, how they put people's sons to die on starvation torture ships, throwing thousands of our ancestors off per month dead. I didn't hear you talk about it, but I remember reading about it, how they took the family of 11-year-old Andrew Jackson in the Carolinas. His daddy had died working the land. It was him and his mama and brothers. Starved him to death in the concentration camp. He wouldn't lick their boots, so they slashed him with a saber across the face. This is the tyranny of government we're fighting, and we see the same arrogance, the same corruption today. And I want folks to know what the men and women, because the women went along with them and supported them, who signed that Declaration of Independence, what happened to them, and what this country's really about. God bless you. Thanks for being here with us.
Well, Alex, it's an honor to be on your program, and I've really appreciated all the great work you've done over the years. On the 4th of July, we do celebrate our great country's beginning, and it's important to look at the place in history. In other words, there's been about 5,000 years of recorded human history. That's all, only about 5,000. That's 50 people living 100 years each, and you're back to the beginning of the Egyptian hieroglyphics and Sumerian cuneiforms, little clay tablets. And during that 5,000 years, empires have risen and empires have fallen. Empires have risen and empires have fallen. But power has always been concentrated in the hands of pharaohs, monarchs, sultans, czars, caesars, kaisers. In other words, very few people held all the power. Well, America, we had 3,000 miles between us and our king, King George III. So we got a chance to experiment in self-government. They borrowed a lot from the church government because the different colonies were started by different denominations, you know, Virginia by the Anglicans, Massachusetts by Puritans, Rhode Island by the Baptists, and so forth. And so they applied a little bit of this church government to their ideas of self-government, and it worked. And so we became very prosperous, and we had, obviously, the revolution. And so what's happened is we went from the concentrated powers of the monarchs to the separated powers of our Constitution, separated into three branches, separated from the federal to the state level, and then tied up with 10 handcuffs we call the first 10 amendments. But over time, power has gravitated toward reconcentrating. So in other words, it was great that Lincoln ended slavery, but in the process, he concentrated a lot of power away from the states. It was Woodrow Wilson got us through World War One, but in the process, he concentrated power with the Federal Reserve and the income tax. Franklin Roosevelt got us through the Depression and World War II, but he concentrated power with his New Deal. Lyndon Johnson concentrated power with his socialist Great Society programs. I mean, socialism is basically I collect everybody's money, put it in a big bag, and you got to come on bended knee, and I give it back to my friends. It's the old saying, whoever controls the purse strings has the power. But President Bush consolidated a whole lot of power in the war on terror and Homeland Security, and a lot of times it's for an immediate good, but a long-term evil. In other words, withholding from your paycheck, that was an emergency effort to get money to fight Hitler. It was called the pay-as-you-go tax. And it was just a temporary thing to hurry up and win the war. Well, guess what? After the war stopped, it didn't. In other words, the federal government got this new power, and it never gave it up. Well, that power has been concentrated, and now it's all been handed over to the new president, and it's been put on steroids. And he's concentrating power, taking over banks and car companies and the health care. I mean, Hitler ran for office in Nazi Germany on promising nationalized health care. Anyway, I'm getting over
there. And Bill, just to interrupt, this is how there's some tyrannies happen overnight, but generally with a society that was already used to being slaves and being bossed around, authoritarian. But with the case of Rome, it's golden era, very pious, focused on the law. Incredible. Their strength came from how pious they were, and by the end it was hooking their wives out to be prostitutes, even the gentry, to try to raise money for the emperor, for the Caesar. And so it took a few generations to fully degenerate, but it always accelerates its degeneration in just a few decades, most of the degeneration happens that took hundreds of years to build towards. Now we see more tyranny, more tyrannical laws, more federalization of water, open borders, the total Federal Reserve dictatorship. All of it is happening, the carbon tax. In just a few months, they're bum-rushing us. It's all going to pure tyranny right now.
Yeah, it's like water going down a drain. Around the edges, it goes very slowly, but as it gets close to the center, it goes faster and faster and faster. I mean, that's what happened with power, as I talked about, over history. It's happened a little bit here, a little bit there, but now it's gone on exponential curve. And but, you know, our founders experienced the King of England was the king of their country, the commander of their military, and the head of their church. In other words, the king decided what the people could believe. It was like hate crime legislation. If you believed the way the king did, you were fine. But if you had other views, then you were not equal before the law.
And they've now had the hate crime bill pass the House that says word for word, if you hurt somebody's feelings, you get arrested. So the end of the First Amendment, stay there. Let's get into the founding of our country with that Mayflower Compact that I had two family members that were signatories to. And then we will expand out from there with our guest what the founders went through and then how we rediscover this culture. Because as this tyranny unfolds, we have to show the public what the alternative is, liberty versus the tyranny we're now seeing.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
While the unions are big businessmen, and they're going down like a dinosaur. While they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
Yeah, it's sundown on the union. If you don't think NAFTA and GATT didn't destroy the economy, remember they told us that was going to make jobs, imagine what their carbon tax is going to do. I've read their own documents here on air. IMF, World Bank, Club of Rome, it's designed to bankrupt things. They want you bankrupt. They want to vertically integrate. They're monopoly men. They're not free market. And they've created this banking crisis to do it. Arrest the bankers. And we do that by starting the audit of the Fed. It'll make Madoff look like a choir boy. Going back to Bill Federer, with the website AmericanMinute.com. Okay, Mr. Federer, this is a short segment, long one coming up. Let's start now getting into that Mayflower Compact and then the hell our forefathers went through to fight for this beautiful liberty we've had.
Well, it's interesting. The Pilgrims were going to land in Virginia, which was an Anglican colony, and they got blown off course, and they didn't want to just get off the boat and every man be a law unto themselves, so they decided to write their own government document, the Mayflower Compact. Now, the question is, how did they learn how to do this? Well, guess what? They were all dissenters. They were all basically religious nonconformists. And so when they were in Holland, their pastor was a guy named John Robinson. And he taught them if they have big decisions, they all fast and pray and vote. This was their church government. Well, they basically applied that to this Mayflower Compact. And there's a line in there that says, undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. It says, mutually in the presence of God, we covenant ourselves together to form a civil body politic and to render all due submission to the laws that we pass. In other words, they submitted themselves to each other under God and then created this government and then agreed to submit to the laws. Well, they learned this from the church government. There's no other place that they could have learned it from. And this became a blueprint for Connecticut, which is called the Constitution State. And the Connecticut Constitution became a blueprint for the U.S. Constitution, which starts off, we the people. So in other words, we're granting ourselves permission to start a government.
That's right. Whenever we say in the Declaration of Independence, you know, it talks about how it's our right, it's our duty to throw off tyranny. And when atheists get mad that we say it's God-given, the point is it comes from no man. It is basic, organic rights to be free creatures, sentient beings. And the first time we see this in history is what you're saying is the Mayflower Compact. They are granting among themselves to be governed by themselves by consenting to this law with each other.
Right. I've read through every charter of every colony, and each one of them, it's the monarch granting them permission. And in America, we're not like Canada or Australia where they still acknowledge the monarch of England figured as a figurehead. We simply grant ourselves permission. And the word
that's right. We don't have privileges that is something illegal that you're granted to do. A license is authorization to do something that would be prohibited. So it's what a slave has. We are declaring that we are the sovereigns under God and no king but King Jesus. We're not worshiping King George III.
Right. And the word federal means covenant. But you're bringing out a key point. Where in the Declaration it says all men are created equal. This was revolutionary. All throughout history, there was not equality. If you were friends with the king, you were more equal. If you were enemies of the king, you were less equal. And so it's sort of like today, where if you're friends with the party in power, you get more rights. You know, hate crime legislation, if you have that ideology. But if you believe in traditional values, guess what? You weren't less equal. And so it's interesting. I spoke at the U.S. Capitol. I did a half a dozen congressional staff briefings a year or so ago, and they had congressmen's staffers and so forth. And afterwards, I got a phone call from the Washington Post, and the reporter said, "Are you trying to push Christianity on America? You know, like having secret meetings in the Capitol?" And I said, "Well, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Where did the idea of equality come from?" And the reporter said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Well, it didn't come from Islam, did it? I mean, in Islam, infidels are not equal to Muslims. Women are not equal to men. It takes two women to testify in court against one man. A woman gets half the inheritance that a man gets. You know, a man can have four wives. A woman can't have four husbands. Of course, I don't know which woman would want four husbands, but nevertheless, there's not equality." I said, "Equality did not come from Hinduism, where they have the caste system. And if you're an untouchable in that lowest caste, you're less than human. You have to take care of the garbage, clean the toilets, live outside of town. You're not equal to the Brahmin. The Brahmin and their divinity. And then in the atheistic belief, if you are useful to the state, you're worth more. In America, you're equal no matter what."
All right, stay there. What comes to mind today, though, is in California, over 1 million state workers and police are above the law. They can't be pulled over. They can't be given tickets. The photo enforcement can't work on them at toll roads and red light cameras because the computers can't read their plates.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Constant sorrow.
through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do an abbreviated syndicated transmission. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. And you can catch us on XM on one of their great channels from 5 to 8 p.m. Saturdays. Okay, I wanted to read just the first page of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. This is in official Homeland Security documents. This pocket constitution is considered terrorist manual. I have video in my film, Road to Tyranny, from a squad car where they find this exact manual that we put free in all our orders, and they find some of my videos, and they arrest her for this. It's the police on tape finding this and getting scared. Now, they've sworn an oath to this, but they're so brainwashed, they get scared. Now, not all police are this dumb, but the general public overall has been dumbed down. In Congress on July 4th, 1776, this is what America's about, folks. Not about football or mom and apple pie. It's about this. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, that's us, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, what's happening today, pursuing inevitably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. Just goes on and on. They're setting up tyranny scientifically to suppress us and lie and cheat and steal the votes. It is their right, it is their duty to overthrow and to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. To history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. And then it goes over the tyrannies that have been set up. And you look at these tyrannies, it's exactly what's being done today, but even worse today. Okay, I'm going to sit back now because I want to take a few calls in a few minutes. But Bill, try to go over historically what the founders did, how they were persecuted for putting their John Hancocks on that Declaration of Independence 230-plus years ago today, tomorrow.
Well, a little background, the French and Indian War took place 1754 to 1763, and the British won and decided to keep troops in America and make the Americans pay for these troops. Well, they didn't have barracks, and so they would simply come up to your house and say, guess what, we're going to have the troops stay in your house. You live in the attic or the barn. And so they began to pass taxes, the sugar tax, the currency act, the stamp tax, the quartering act, and all these, and the colonies had no representation in Parliament. And so it was taxation without representation. And so that's when we had the Boston Tea Party and so forth, and the British responded by blockading Boston Harbor. And then there was the Battle of Bunker Hill. Thomas Jefferson over in Virginia promotes a day of fasting and prayer in the Virginia legislature. And the royal governor takes this as an insult to the king and disbands the Virginia legislature, the House of Burgesses. And so that's when they set up a Continental Congress. And the first act, of course, of the Continental Congress was to open with prayer. It's interesting how they're trying to outlaw that today. But then Washington was put in command there at Boston. He had 26-year-old Henry Knox go up to Fort Ticonderoga and bring down a bunch of cannons, and they put straw on the wheels so they could put them in place without making any noise. And the Dorchester Heights, the next day, the British wake up, see these cannons staring down their throat, and so the British evacuate Boston. It's a great rejoicing, and the British are going to New York. And so George Washington goes to New York. He has 20,000 volunteers. The Declaration is written, and he has it read to his troops. There's great enthusiasm, but the British fill up the harbor, 400 ships in the New York harbor. They say it was just looked like a forest full of trees because all the masts, and then the British begin to pound away, and Washington's men freak out and start fleeing. He's trying to rally them back. They have to drag Washington from the field because he doesn't want to leave. But his troops retreat across Manhattan, retreat across New York, retreat across New Jersey, and retreat across the Delaware River into Pennsylvania. Within 6 months, Washington's troops dwindle from 20,000 down to 2,000. The Continental Congress sends him his last order up to that point that says, until further notice, you're in charge of America. And the Continental Congress packs up shop and leaves. And here's Washington. It's all resting upon him, and his men had only volunteered for 6 months. So July to December, guess what? He had 1 week before they were all going to leave, and Washington proves his worth. He orders an attack Christmas Day evening, surprises the German Hessians and captures 1,000 of them. 10 days later, wins the Battle of Princeton, and this begins the turn in the course of the war. But it's interesting. They voted for independence on July 2nd, and that's the day that John Adams thought was going to be celebrated with bonfires and illuminations and solemn acts of devotion to Almighty God. That's when they voted for it. On July 4th, only two people signed. John Hancock, the president of the Continental Congress, he signed very large and said, now the King of England can read my signature without using his spectacles, his glasses. And he said, the price on my head is just doubled. And so that's where it came up, gave him the phrase, put your John Hancock here, you know. And then Charles Thompson, the secretary of the Continental Congress. The rest didn't sign until August 2nd when they had an engrossed copy. And really a third of them didn't sign until 6 months later. They had to come back to Philadelphia just to sign it. And they weren't in a big hurry because they knew they were signing their death warrant. The sun never set on the British Empire. It was the most powerful empire in the world. They had the American colonies, Canada. They had Jamaica and British Guyana and Bermuda. They had the Sandwich Islands, Hawaii. They had Hong Kong and India. And I mean, it was huge. And so this was a pretty bold statement. I like to say that our founders were willing to pledge their prosperity for their posterity. They pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor.
Well, that's what they talked about. They understood that life was transitory, and it was about an idea and doing something nobody had ever done before. And in England, if you challenged them in any way, they would lock you up to starve to death in the elements and then leave the skeletons up all over the place. And then after the bones collapsed, they'd put a new person in there, or they'd cut your head off and put it on a spike at the London Bridge. And so later, and this is on record. I've read all these history books. This is a fact. The British would rape your wives, kill your family, or starve you to death, and just dumping thousands of bodies a month into the water. I want to tell people about the starvation ships because, I mean, this is the evil we're fighting. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. You know, our founders pledged their lives and their fortune in their sacred honor. They sacrificed their prosperity for their posterity. Today, we're sacrificing our posterity for prosperity and saddling our kids with the world's greatest debt.
And but getting nothing, though, actually destroying our prosperity now, thinking we sold our posterity for our prosperity, we lost both.
But those British starving ships, when Americans captured, when Washington captured those German Hessian troops at Trenton, he took them across the Delaware, and on their promise not to raise arms against America again, he let them go. And that's where a lot of the Germans in Pennsylvania came from. But in contrast, the British took the American patriots, put them into prisons, turned churches into prisons, turned schoolhouses into prisons, and then had starving ships. These were like the Jersey was the name of one of the ships. More Americans died on the British starving ships than died in battle against the British. 4,000 died in battle, 13,000 died on these starving ships. And so the British put them in there and wouldn't feed them. One of the signers of the Declaration, his name was Abraham Clark, and he had two sons imprisoned. And the British said, well, if you'll take your name off that Declaration, we'll free your sons. And he said, I cannot take my name off, and God help my sons. And of the 56
signers... Let me stop you right there, Bill. I got to be honest. My three kids... I'm ready to die for this, and I've said I put my family on the line for all this because I have to, at a certain point, give them to God because I can't let myself let them ever be something that can be used against me, or then the establishment might go after them. But still, to know your kids are out on a boat, they're going to be starved to death and thrown into the ocean with pleasure by the empire, I mean, that just took incredible will and commitment. What ended up happening to his sons?
Well, it took a long time, but they finally were gotten back in a prisoner exchange. But that wasn't the fate that happened to Francis Lewis's wife. Francis Lewis was from New York. He signed the Declaration of Independence. His wife was captured by the British and imprisoned and kept in freezing weather without a change of clothes for 6 months, with hardly any food. And they saw that she was about to die, so they let her go, and she died within a month.
I was about to stop you. That was their little trick. A lot of times, especially with little kids, Andrew Jackson's mother and brother, they let them go and they died 2 days later, one a week later. So they starve you like a concentration camp victim. They had his mother and brother in a church concentration camp. That was their British term for it. They invented it, for those that don't know. And then they took them on wagon back and put them out to die at their house. Go ahead.
Well, and then there's John Hart. He signed the Declaration of Independence and was at his wife's dying bedside when they ran in and said the British are coming. He had to flee. The British burnt his house, chased away his kids. He had to live in fields and in caves, and broke his health, and he died before the war was ended. That was John Hart. Then there was Richard Stockton, popular guy in New Jersey, Chief Justice of their colonial Supreme Court. But the British offered amnesty, whoever would return to being a politically correct loyalist. And so one of Richard Stockton's neighbors led the British to capture him when he was escaping, a traitor. And so Richard Stockton was put in the freezing cold, treated with severity because he was one of the signers. He was brutalized. His library, which was one of the greatest in America, was destroyed. His money he had in continental currency, which became worthless, and he was released. The government never paid him back. He didn't get any stimulus bailout. And he died bankrupt at 51 years old in 1781.
Some of the famous British massacres, too? Putting people in buildings and killing them, burning them?
Well, one of them was a gentleman, Johnny Burgoyne, landed in Canada and was coming down from New York. And he got the Indians to enter into a treaty. And it's actually referred to in the Declaration of Independence, where he basically told the Indians to go out and terrorize the American. Well, one of the stories was that the Indians couldn't tell who was a loyalist and who was an American, and David Jones left his New York village and went to join Johnny Burgoyne and told his fiancée, Jane McCrae, that he would come back for her. Well, close, one evening, the Indians came into the camp, their scalps, and one of them was the long red hair that David Jones recognized belonged to his fiancée, Jane McCrae. And so she had been, they were fighting over who would get her scalp, and then they killed her and just cut it off. And so gentleman Johnny Burgoyne had to go and tell these Indians to cool it, and they got offended and left. And so here is Burgoyne abandoned in the middle of the New York forest, and the Americans finally surround him and win the Battle of Saratoga. But this is where... we see that the Declaration talks about how the king has incited the natives of the frontier to butcher the inhabitants of our colonies. But over and over again, another one was John Witherspoon. He was the one clergyman to sign the Declaration of Independence. They burnt his college. Princeton was the college that he was the president of. And his son,
James Witherspoon died in the Battle of Germantown there in Pennsylvania. A little interesting trivia, Reese Witherspoon is a distant descendant of John Witherspoon, the actress there. But we see that they paid this price to have their names on that document. One interesting story is John Adams. He was the first U.S. ambassador after the war to the King of England. And he made international news when he refused to bow to the king. I mean, here's a former subject of the king, but now he's an American citizen, and he goes in there and doesn't bow. He had a backbone of steel. And so that set the precedent that no American president or any representative of America would ever bow to any other monarch until, of course, President Obama bowed to King Abdullah. But we see that the founders, they vehemently wanted to defend their independence, and that's why I'm sure that they would be turning in their graves when they would see this power taken away. You know, our founders bathed themselves in philosophers that talked about how to separate power. Again, they took the powers of the monarch, broke them into three branches. They separated from the federal to the state level, tied them up with 10 handcuffs we call the First Ten Amendments. But there were other philosophers that wanted to concentrate power. One of them was Machiavelli. He lived 500 years ago in Italy. And Italy wasn't Italy. Italy was a bunch of little kingdoms and dukedoms and papal states, and they were always fighting each other. Venice fighting Genoa, fighting Siena, fighting Assisi, fighting Perugia. And so Machiavelli said, you know, if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop all this infighting. So he wrote a book called The Prince for Lorenzo de' Medici, a rich guy in Florence, and in it he advocated the ends justifies the means. In other words, if the prince wanted to capture a city, but the people didn't want him to, well, if he goes in there, the people will hate him. But if the prince pays insurgents to kill cows, burn barns, create terror, the people will cry out for help. The prince will come in and kill the guy that he bribed, and everybody will treat the prince like a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it.
So we're talking about government-sponsored terrorism with Machiavelli talking about it, which the big neocons say that is their top teacher. Final segment, few final calls. We've got to have the AmericanMinute.com gentleman back. Bill, stay there. Final segment with you. What the 4th of July is really all about.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I should have gotten more calls earlier, but just so much happened. We did take a lot the first couple hours. We're going to rebroadcast at Infowars.com. You can always listen to the restream 24 hours a day and the free podcast at Infowars.com. Bill Federer, briefly, because I want to take a few calls. Tell folks about some of your great books and materials that are available. And also, just in summation, what the fourth to you is really all about. And I want to jam in a few calls from Chris and Derry.
Well, my website is AmericanMinute.com, and I send out a free daily email called The American Minute. It airs as a radio spot on a couple hundred stations and also as a TV spot on TCT.TV. Faith and History is my program. One book I did is called America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations. And it has sold over 500,000 copies in the last years. America's God and Country. Another book called Whatever American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. Another one called The American Minute. And The Ten Commandments and the Influence on lots of different books. But another one is called Backfired. And I talk about how the different denominations started the different colonies. Then talk about the Protestants. 98% of the founders were Protestants. And then with the Irish Catholics came to America, and they got tolerated. And then there was a persecution of Jews in Bavaria, and they came across, they got tolerated. So tolerate, like you drop a pebble in the pond, the ripples go up. Tolerance kept going out more and more and more, until finally the atheists were tolerated as of 1947, and then now the Muslims. So the last ones then have decided to push the first ones out, so it's backfired. So in other words, everybody's tolerated today except started the whole thing off.
Anderson, we'll have you back on about that. Let's jam in a few final calls here quickly. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. Just a quick question about the tactics the government are actually using to overpower the public and basically the nation. Not that many people are touching base on Codex Alimentarius in the Project Kyoto Treaty. I was wondering if anybody
To take over all the minerals and vitamins. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, it's just a total federal takeover right now. What's your take on that? I mean, how do we get a second Declaration of Independence? Or I guess Homeland Security has said that's terrorism now to talk about that.
Well, you know, Washington foresaw this. His farewell address is almost prophetic. Washington stepped down from office in 1796. And he warned, he said, a fatal tendency to put in the place of the delegated will, the will of the party, often a small and artful and enterprising minority. He goes on to say, likely to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men will subvert the power of the people and usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroy afterwards the very engines that lifted them to the unjust. George Washington goes on to say, this leads to a formal and permanent despotism. And I love this part. He goes, the disorders and miseries that result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security in the absolute power of an individual who turns this disposition to his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. But he anticipated there are going to be disorders and miseries. There's going to be one crisis after another, and it's going to cause people to seek security in the absolute power of an individual who says, hey, I'll solve these crises. I'm really good at it.
Yeah, the man on the white horse. The man on the white horse, the dictator. Now that dictator is just the government system itself seizing and grabbing everything. I'm sorry to Derry and others didn't have time to get to you. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Anybody who doesn't have an affiliate in their area, it's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on with us. The website is AmericanMinute.com. God bless you. Have a great 4th.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate all you're doing.
Take care. We'll have him back on. Great job with the crew. Want them to have a great 4th. Want to thank everybody out there, including XM, carrying the show. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.